Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the Alex Jones Show. Friday, April 3rd, 2009. The day after a New World Order has been announced by Gordon Brown and his cronies, his criminal cronies, at the G20. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will actually be up in about 15 minutes to discuss Gordon Brown and then also discuss this story we have at Infowars.com. We discussed a little bit last night on my show, but basically I had Patrice O'Neill on. And I was talking about the New World Order, and he's like, well, I don't even really know if I want to describe it like that. I'm like, look, that's their term for it. So I go past the break room, and out of the corner of my ear, I hear Anderson Cooper say, yeah, they actually declared a New World Order today. And I'm like, I run in, I'm seeing if we're recording it. Of course we're not. So I throw in a DVD, start recording. And he's like, that really worried a lot of people in the United States. Look, we're not telling you that they plan on making global government a global carbon tax, because it's not real. It is real. In fact, if you read this raw data G20 communique sheet, I mean, they're openly talking about the IMF, global banking system. They're going to cut out any countries that threaten this banking system. There's no more, quote-unquote, protectionism. In other words, and by the way, they want no trade laws, no new export laws. This is going to kill our economy even further. It's designed to tear down the dollar in every way, shape, and form and bring in this new global currency. And at the end of it, they sneak in what we've been saying all along. Listen to this. This is number 28. There's 29 points. We reaffirm our commitment to address the threat of irreversible climate change. Did you just hear that? Irreversible climate change. They're saying there's no way to come back from it. So we are all going to be paying a carbon tax based on the principle of common but different responsibilities. See, common but different responsibilities. There'll be different flavors of it, but I guarantee you this. It'll be the new currency system, and we are going to be taxed to breathe. It is revolting. After they bring in their little global currency, after they smash out the dollar. I mean, Gordon Brown announced the emerging New World Order in front of everybody again last night. I can't tell you how many pieces just in the last few hours. Last night, this one came out of Bloomberg. G20 shapes New World Order with lesser role for U.S. and its markets. That's their headline. Openly stating what I'm telling you right now and have been telling you for weeks, that this G20 was a coming out party for their global banking system, their global currency, and their global governance that they've had a hard on for the last 100 plus years, 200 years. This is it. I mean, it is unreal. I didn't even read the end of this. And reach agreement at the UN Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen in December of 2009. All this is fast track. You understand? It's April. They will be at this thing in December in no time. And the dollar will be doing even worse by then. They're gonna put a great face on it. Remember, they're gonna let you down easy. We did a story about this the other night, but now they're giving you three evictions. They send the sheriffs over to your house three times before they actually kick you out when you get evicted. They're letting you down easy. But forget about it. The dollar is dead. I mean, I've highlighted this. If we had PrisonPlanet.tv on right now, I went through the entire bill. I mean, it is just unbelievable. On the other side, we're going to play Gordon Brown talking about the emerging New World Order. We're going to play Anderson Cooper admitting, yet again, admitting the New World Order. Listen, it's not enough that Hannity's come out and Dick Morris has come out. Those nuts were right. Listen, we read their documents. These things overlap so heavily with their little think tank groups like the CFR that put out this garbage. This garbage. And now they've agreed to it. Sarkozy's little games. Oh, we're not going to get anything done. A WWE move on the political actor stage. Obama even said it. He's an actor on a stage. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.tv. Infowars.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I want to play this clip of Gordon Brown talking about the emerging New World Order on the stage of the G20. We got that? All right.
This happened in 1929. It took 15 years for the world to come together to rebuild and renew our economies. This time, I think people will agree that it is different. We will not hesitate, as long as people are losing their jobs and their homes, to make the difference that we can by improving their prosperity. Today's decisions, of course, will not immediately solve the crisis, but we have begun the process by which it will be solved. A few years ago, meetings such as this could not have happened with so many different countries from diverse continents involved. Far less could there have been an agreement amongst them. But today, the largest countries of the world have agreed a global plan for recovery and reform. This involves the biggest interest rate cuts in history, the biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen, the biggest increase in resources in the history of our international institutions, with $250 billion, more money than ever before, for trade finance as well. For the first time, we have a common approach around the world to cleaning up banks' balance sheets and restoring lending, we are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future, and we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest, and we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not just a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer global society.
All right, there's Gordon Brown. He's been preaching this global New Deal. And now we have this G20 communique sheet. Let me just read some of the quotes in here. Everything I'm reading is out of the document. Just like we told you, a global crisis requires a global solution. We told you this is what they were going to do to bring in world government. They talk about sustainable globalization and rising prosperity for all is in an open world economy based on market principles, effective regulation, and strong global institutions. All right, so it's all about creating these new global institutions for the entire world. They're pledging to do whatever is necessary. All right, in other words, that means a new global currency with a new world bank. They actually discuss the formation of this new world bank entity and its oversight. Let's see. Fund and reform our international finance institutions to overcome this crisis and prevent future ones. See? Fund and reform our international finance institutions. It's all about internationalism. Promote global trade and investment and reject protectionism. So in other words, they don't plan on us having anything in this country anymore. The auto industry, that's why that's about to fail altogether, and they're not going to bail that out. The last thing we make in this country is gone. Because they don't want us to be self-sufficient. And they want us to be interdependent on one another so they can control us. I mean, it's disgusting. Here's one of the most disgusting. Build an inclusive, green, and sustainable recovery. That's all nonsense. Again, they want to make you feel guilty for having two cars, for, you know, having children. I mean, fossil fuels are the demons, I know. Remember, climate change, according to this document, is completely irreversible. Let's see. Taken together, these actions will constitute the largest fiscal and monetary stimulus and the most comprehensive support program for the financial sector in modern times. So this is the biggest repackaging ever. Ever. They further agreed to over $1 trillion of additional resources for the world economy through the IMF and other international finance institutions. I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is exactly what we were telling you, exactly what we were saying. Meanwhile, Bernanke and Geithner were up there lying, oh, we're not going to do a global currency, and your boy Obama was up there lying, and then they threw him softball questions at the summit. It makes me sick. We will conduct all our economic policies cooperatively and responsibly and with regard to the impact of other countries, and will refrain from competitive devaluation of our currencies and promote a stable, well-functioning international monetary system. So here it is again. We can't devalue any kind of currency. All right, we're going to play this Anderson Cooper clip talking about the New World Order right now, and then we're going to have Alex Jones on the line. Hit it, Jaron.
It's no matter what country they were in.
Well, I might be alone on this, and Ed might not agree with me, but I think buried somewhere in here is the beginnings of a global regulator.
Show me where.
We may not, we may not see it this year, we may not see it next year, but they have opened up the idea of there being some form of other regulator across countries, and I think that's going to come
back. Is this some sort of a new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
That's where President Obama was drawing the line and saying, look,
that concerns a lot of people in the United States.
You can't all of a sudden have a super regulator, even if we're in a desperate crisis now. You can't
cut the clip.
According to the U.S.
See, and this guy's over here to deny it, but it totally talks about all these new international bodies. It says that it's going to promote the fact that there will be no new trade regulations whatsoever. And you're not going to be able to go after someone else's economy. If it's detrimental to, say, Mexico, or it's detrimental to Canada, you're not going to be able to do it. It's going to be regulated. I mean, it's absolutely 110% global government. It's announced. I mean, it, again, Bloomberg, G20 shapes the new world order with a lesser role for the U.S. and markets. This was a couple days ago. Analysis, crisis may lead to new world order. Do you think there's some predictive programming in here? New York Times, a world in need of a new order. I think there's another article out there, six steps to a new world order. Here it is. G20 makes six pledges toward a new world order. All this stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable, folks. They're going to establish a new financial stability board. Again, bringing in more bureaucracies, more control, with a strengthened mandate as a successor to the FSF, which is the Financial Stability Forum, which will include all G20 countries, FSF members, Spain, and the European Commission. Do we have Alex on the line yet, John? Has he called in yet? As soon as he gets on the line, we're going to bring him up. Let's see. FSB will collaborate with the IMF. We're going to extend regulation and oversight to all systematically important financial institutions, instruments, and markets. Do you know what that means? Every bank, every financial institution, and every market. In other words, any kind of trade whatsoever is going to be globally regulated by a new system. Do you understand? There's stories all over InfoWars going up about how revolting this is. I mean, they're all pledging towards it. Again, Sarkozy gives his little fake, I don't want to play here anymore. There's not going to be enough reform. I'm walking out. He was never walking. And then he's smiling with everybody. It's like big smiles and hugs. And I've got to see disgusting headlines like, we saved the world today. No, you didn't. You took yet another monumental step in enslaving humanity, in raining tyranny upon men. That's what you did. You know, again, we had Patrice on last night on the Info Warrior. I do it 9 to 12 Central Time. And he was a script writer for a time for WWE back in 2000. He did SmackDown and Raw. And it is no different, his job, writing for characters that seemingly are arguing, than what these world stage players. I mean, yesterday Obama talked about how the world is a stage and America is the biggest actor in it. I don't think we should be using that type of terminology if we're trying to be genuine. If we're truly trying to bring about change that is positive for the American people. But the only change this guy's bringing in is he's changing the system even further. He's having it progress from administration to administration. Remember, it goes beyond the Bush administration, that regime, beyond the Obama administration, and just this incremental march towards total and complete world government tyranny. The full Monty, if you will. I mean, it is unbelievable. Let's read some more of the bill. Let's see. We stand ready to deploy sanctions to protect our public finances and financial systems. See, they can employ sanctions on other nations, on people that don't play ball. But as soon as some other nation tries to go sanctions on them or theirs, they're out of the picture. They'll use NATO on them. I mean, give me a break. And they say, oh, the era of banking secrecy is over. Oh, it's only just begun. I mean, you think these criminals ran in that Federal Reserve banking system? You have no idea what's going to happen when it's a carbon tax, friends. I mean, you'll know when you're in a tent city or you're dead, when you're gasping, I can't believe it. When you're not nutritious anymore, you're like, oh, why am I so energy deficient eating all this GMO food that they control? I don't get it. Oh, meanwhile, I'm probably going to have Glenn Beck tell me how great the G20 is. Who knows, maybe he'll come out for his little lemmings and say, oh, this is... He hasn't really talked about being a world currency yet. That's how honest he is. By the way, he's going to be in San Antonio on the 15th, hijacking the Tea Party ideas that the 9/11 Truth Movement and the Anti-Tax Movement and the Patriot Movement really founded. See, they're co-opting that. So we're going to be going down there. I don't know whether Alex is going, but I'm definitely going. And I'm going to be handing out civilian inmate labor program regulations to show everybody that this guy had a false prophet, a.k.a. Jimmy Meggs and Popular Mechanics, on to debunk something that is true. We're going to come back on the other side, go over this G20 communique. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
You see, folks, so many times what these people will do is they'll have other forums, they'll put together other legislation, other think tank papers, and they'll agree to these things. And they won't necessarily implement them right away, but then they'll be referred to later on in a document like this one. For instance, in this G20 communique, they're all committing to implementing the World Bank reforms agreed to in October of 2008. This is how they put everything in motion beforehand. This is all a stage show. They knew what they were going to do. This isn't a conference Okay, this is a photo op. And basically them stepping up and telling you what they've been working on. They act like, oh, we just had to do this. This has been years, decades in the making. All right? So another thing that they pull in this is they also reaffirm our historic commitments to meeting the Millennium Development Goals and to achieve our respective ODA pledges, including commitments on the air for trade, debt relief, and the Glenigal's commitments, especially to sub-Saharan Africa. All right, so then they throw in all these other things that, you know, people generally don't know anything about. Again, this is the carbon tax. This is the sanctions on other countries. This is empowering the World Bank. This is it. This is really one of their underlying doctrines. I mean, when you watch the Anderson Cooper thing, the guy's like, well, I see something of a structure for global governance hidden amongst here. What do you mean hidden? It's all right here in the open. They're just saying that if you don't go along with it, too bad. We're going to deploy people against you. We're like, we're going to hold sanctions. Uncooperative and unrestricted areas, let's see. They're going to take action against non-cooperative jurisdictions. They stand ready to deploy sanctions to protect our public finances and financial systems. We note that the OECD has today published a list of countries assessed by the Global Forum against the International Standard for Exchange of Tax Information. So these are going to be like right in the scope of this new world government. And you know what? They're probably going to put somebody pretty likable at the head of this thing. At least someone who's you know, somewhat well-spoken, somewhat prominent, has that air about him, kind of like an Obama. I mean, Barack Obama, yesterday, while he was taking questions and giving a speech, I mean, he didn't sweat at all. He's reading off a script. Even when they ask him a question, I mean, he just says what he wants. Case in point. He gives that speech last week, and then he starts taking questions from the press. And one of the guys actually asked him about China's comments of dropping the dollar and bringing in a world currency. Now, prior to that, you know, 2 weeks ahead of time, we're reporting on this show and my show that the IMF is going to have quantitative easing. That's their little term for it, their little, you know, semantic word game. Quantitative easing by printing a global super currency and not talking about it. And then you read in the article, it's Alistair Darling and members of the U.S. Treasury Department. But when Geithner, the head of the U.S. Treasury Department, gets asked about, oh, no, no, no. But then in front of the CFR, he says he's open to it. You know, and I mean, even Hannity picked that up. Sean Hannity picked that up. So it's time to, you know, drop the facade, stop acting like, you know, the Federal Reserve is some kind of quasi-government agency. It's not. That's what Hannity will tell you. And start owning up to the fact that these guys are colluding and have been for years. They're working together. I mean, we had the chairman of the Bilderberg Group in the 90s come out and say, oh, yeah, by the way, we were the ones behind the euro. And you know the euro is going to last through this because it promotes a global currency. It promotes globalism. It promotes their quote-unquote new world order. That's not me telling you it. You know, we're going to pull some new world order clips because I really need to emphasize that this is just everywhere. I want to pull up the article for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the after we have Chapman on in the next hour of Jesse Jackson calling for a new world order at Harvard. I want people to hear Bill Clinton talking about a new world order after he's praising Poppy Bush, who a lot of people see as a modern architect of the New World Order. He was just spitting what Kissinger was talking about in the 70s. Who was just spitting what, you know, dictators like Hitler had been talking about for a long time. And authors like H.G. Wells had been writing about in books called The New World Order. I mean, it's here. It's announced. There's no getting around it. Anderson Cooper has to talk about it. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
There's been a massive shooting in New York City at some America Civics building. It's breaking right now. We're going to cover that in this long segment if we can bring something up on it. I should really put my monitor on. I didn't do that so I can read it. I was really just going to go into the New World Order thing, but if there's a massive shooting, I mean, that really does just play into the fact that they want... First of all, ammo, folks, I've been getting a lot of calls into my show, is on a very short supply. Out of Colorado, it's mainstream news that they're selling 200 to 300% of what they were selling just a year ago. So it seems like the only people that are making money, small businesses in this economy that are doing well, are the gun owners. You know, the guys that have the shops. So, I know they want to take our guns. I don't have any details on this yet. Obviously, it hits close to home. We got Paul Hartman and Jaron bringing it up right now. You know, before we do that, I just want to make the point, is it any wonder that they used Gordon Brown to throw out the terminology New World Order? First of all, they know that it's not going to run on any major news networks in this country. All right, in other words, it's not going to run on your nightly news on NBC or CBS or Fox. It'll probably be on the 24-hour networks, just like you saw CNN, CNN Headline News, that sort of thing, but it won't be played live. They know that it's already more accepted in Europe, that it's already been on the covers of magazines and newspapers all the time. Let's see. I'm getting this right now. But so I'm going to play Gordon Brown before he was the British Prime Minister, using the term New World Order so many times. I mean, this guy's a part of the World Sustainable Society. And notice sustainable is a lot of the language you'll see in the G20. Sustainability to these people means killing a bunch of us. Don't you understand that? I mean, you have members of the Obama administration under Clinton saying there's already too many people in the world. This is insane. You have the guy under Gordon Brown saying that the UK population has to be taken down to 30 million. It's at 70 million, folks. How are they going to do that in the next 20 years unless they kill a bunch of us? So I'm going to read over this and see what happened in New York City. We're going to come back with that. But right now, Gordon Brown talking about a new world order.
All these new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British foreign secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the new world order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment and investment in education, infrastructure and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
Well, there you have it. I mean, again, not a shock that they used Gordon Brown to use that terminology right after the G20. Not a shock that we're seeing headlines across the world and in the United States like a world in need of a new world order. Analysis: crisis may lead to a new world order. G20 makes 6 pledges towards a new world order. And of course, my favorite, and that's sarcasm, folks, because it really does spell it out. G20 shapes new world order with lesser role for U.S. markets. All right, so we said New York City. It's not New York City. It's actually a lot closer to my hometown where I live in New York, in Oneonta. It's about 50 miles away. I haven't been to Binghamton in a while, but it's right on that border of Pennsylvania. Apparently, it's an active shooting in Binghamton, New York. I just texted my state trooper buddy, see if he knows anything about it. Sometimes he gets the skinny on these things. They haven't provided any number of victims or hostages. However, a local website is saying at least 4 people are dead and or shot, and about 20 people have been taken hostage. It's at the American Civic Association, which apparently helps immigrants and refugees. Now, I'm going to guess right off the bat it's going to be spun by some crazy, you know, it was some crazy guy who lost his job and is blaming the immigrants for everything, and, you know, they're the problem, so we have to kill all those people. We shouldn't have guns. You know, upstate New York, large hunting community, I would imagine. Who knows what kind of weapon he had, but I would imagine some kind of rifle. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a handgun. He could have a handgun. Very, very possible. But we're going to report on that as the story breaks. Very interesting. Man, that's crazy. I wonder. I really hope we're not going to see more of this. People breaking down, or, you know, whether this is provocateur or not. We really don't have enough information. So I want to get back into this new world order and how it's not just Gordon Brown and the leaders of the G20 that are talking about this. How it is our world leaders and people that usually are seen in a positive light by, you know, the left or sometimes good-meaning people. You know, people like Bill Clinton. Can we play that, Bill Clinton?
1945 and the end of the war through 1989 and the end of the Cold War, we had a worldview. Republican and Democratic presidents alike, from Harry Truman to George Bush, stood for freedom and stood for certain propositions that would make America strong and healthy and grow the middle class and shrink poverty and stand against communism. And after 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order, and instead it looks like we got a lot of disorder. And we still, and after 9/11, we've been more sensitive to the disorder.
I mean, again, he knows the terminology. He used it when he was running against George Bush Sr. for the presidency. I have the video clips. They're not on the internet. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that people don't see that this supersedes conservative and conservative and Democrat, or liberal and Republican. I know I'm mixing them all up, and right and left, and elephant and donkey. You know, on the way in here, I was listening to a little talk radio. Bubba the Love Sponge had Joe Rogan on. I think it was a repeat, but Rogan was really, you know, breaking it down in that team mentality, and that's what we have. We all want to have that team mentality where we're rooting for someone. No, you know, let's go. Let's go Dems. Let's go Obama. Listen, I'll get behind somebody as soon as they're leading for the people. And I am not seeing anybody in the mainstream media other than Lou Dobbs talk about the true issues. Dobbs is, I mean, he's the only one that's been critical of this whole G20. He's the only one saying, hey, this looks really bad. This looks like they're going to plunge the dollar into doom. I mean, Ron Paul's saying it, but Ron Paul's been saying it. Ron Paul is the, and to see someone as vicious, as just horrific, as Ann Coulter begin to support Ron Paul and say Ron Paul is the way in 2012, I'm just, it's revolting. That woman is the epitome of a provocateur, the epitome of someone who's bought off, the epitome of disingenuousness. Do you really think she believes what she says? Give me a break. She says what she says to sell books, to get on television. You know, Bill Maher, you know, who I'm not a huge fan of either, at least will have someone like Mos Def on to take Christopher Hitchens on about the false Al-Qaeda deal. And, you know, he'll talk about how he believes, you know, Bin Laden is the boogeyman and he doesn't believe in the boogeyman. That was just a Hitchens delight. They actually did a little overtime. We can't play it because there's just so many curse words in it. But he was just saying, what is their stated goal? What is the stated goal of Al-Qaeda? What is their political manifesto? And he's like, they hate our freedoms and they want to bring in a fascist super state. It's religious. And he's like, well, where is this written down? Where can I see what their stated goals are? So maybe we can meet some of these. Oh, you can't reason with them. That's the whole point. To prop up this unreasonable enemy that can't be negotiated with, again, on this world stage of actors, so that you can go into the Middle East, so that you can create your Eurasian Union, that branch of the New World Order. I mean, I don't know if they covered it on this program, but Iran has now pledged to the Obama administration that they're going to help fight Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, apparently. Now they're best buddies. Isn't that odd how that works? How Iran all of a sudden is no longer the enemy. How Hillary Clinton can go around and say that they've dropped the war on terror rhetoric. This administration doesn't talk about that. But then we have to read stories about how this young, the new Taliban and Al-Qaeda leader, I don't know if you saw this guy, and he looks ridiculous, how he's going to get the White House and an attack is imminent. And here's the headline, Obama admits attack on U.S. soil likely. Now they're going to get the White House. I mean, come on. That war in Afghanistan should have been over 3 to 6 months in, but it wasn't about getting Al-Qaeda. It wasn't about getting Bin Laden. It was about building infrastructure, about taking over the resources. And again, it's about globalization. It's about world government. All this stuff is. You know, I'm talking to Patrice again last night, and he asked me that same question he asked Alex. You know, what are the three subject matter the three most important things people need to learn about this system. Well, I said, actually, there's three things, and they have three nexus points. And I go, if I was teaching New World Order 101, these are the three things that I would teach. And, of course, it would be the monetary system, you know, perpetual debt, the Federal Reserve banking, fraud, comprehensive annual financial reports, how they rip you off, how they create money out of nothing and they control us with it. That would be one. Two, the eugenics programs, how we've been dumbed down. There's fluoride in the water. You know, it causes us to be more docile. They're, you know, putting mercury in the vaccinations. Everybody knows that mercury is a deadly poison, a heavy metal that should not be in our body. Talk about the SV40. I played clips last night of, you know, the Factor 8 by Bayer, this medication that was injected in people, gave people HIV and AIDS, killed a bunch of people. Eugenics. You know, the Nazis' eugenics program. Go through the whole thing. Those two things. And then the third thing, false flag terror. False flag terror. It is their favorite, from, you know, burning Rome and saying it was the Christians, to the Nazis burning the Reichstag building, to 9/11 and the empire able to expand both here at home with police state legislation, with the Military Commissions Act, with the Patriot Acts that they passed, and overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. False flag terror, it's right there. And the way that they, the three main mechanisms of this are the think tanks, foundations, those sorts of groups, the CFRs, the roundtable groups that, of course, G. Edward Griffin talks about, Bilderberg, all these things, quote-unquote think tanks, informal organizations. Then government organizations, things like the military, the NSA, the CIA, you know, the shadow government, continuity government programs, though that entity, the presidency has little to do with that. You know, the administration helps set policy. And then the third thing that they all three have in common is the psychological warfare on the people. Through PSYOPs, they are able to get people to accept these forms of control. And, I mean, we are hit with it all day, every day, all the time, everything you're watching. I hate to tell you folks, but it is garbage. I have the TV on in my office during the day, usually when Alex is doing the show, while I'm going over news and I'm bringing in articles and whatnot, and then I'm also taping stuff in HD. And it is just such brainwashing, pro-world government garbage. Everything's going green. Everything's about carbon emissions now. I can't turn on the television for more than 10 minutes without, you know, them trying to make me feel guilty for the way that I'm living my life. For the fact that I use gasoline. Oh, he uses gasoline. He must be the devil. Oh, my goodness. What kind of recycling is he doing? He's not harnessing wind power. He didn't take part in that global hour where everybody turned off the lights. Come on. If we wanted to modernize third world nations and second world nations, we would do it. But we don't, because we believe, not we, but they believe, the people at the top, that the population is too large. And no matter what eugenics programs they've put out there, the fact that we've pumped all this funding and research into cancer, cancer's not cured, you know, at least not on the public scale. You know, they want to radiate all these people, do the same thing they were doing, you know, 40 and 50 years ago. With all the fear-mongering on AIDS, I mean, I covered how in 1990, I believe it was 96, Dr. David Ho was Time Man of the Year on the cover, showing how he had cured it with protease inhibitors and cocktails. Folks, that's over 10 years ago. And with all these eugenics programs, with, you know, the Gardasil shots they're giving the girls, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, guess what? The population still grows. It's still it's over 6 billion, going to be 7 billion before you know it. So to these people, they don't want to develop the third world nation. They don't want to develop humanity. They don't want to empower the little guy, because that comes into conflict with their power structure. That challenges them. And God forbid they should try to love humanity and share with the rest of the world and empower us. No. They want to denigrate us. They want a serf class. They want a slave class. They want us to bow down, all in the guise of helping everybody. Oh, this new global agreement is going to help the world. We're all going to get together, and it's going to be sunshine and lollipops and rainbows. and we're going to sing songs, and everything's going to be better under this new green earth. Can't you wait? But then they put the word sustainable in there. You know who uses the word sustainable? Ted Turner. When he talks about how there's too many useless feeders. In fact, we better play that Ted Turner sustainability clip on the other side, because people won't believe me. He starts talking about how there's already too many people on the planet, and that's what global warming is. There's too many people doing too many things, and soon they're all gonna die, and the people that are left are gonna turn into cannibals, are gonna be like a third world nation. And what we need is a more sustainable society. Well, thank you, Ted Turner. It's so nice that you're into eugenics just like the rest of these monsters. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to play that clip. We're going to start taking your calls in the third hour. Bob Chapman at the top of the second hour. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and none other than Alex Jones is joining us right now to discuss this G20 communique and announcement. Alex?
Hey, Jason, I'm just making a lane change here. Almost got hit. Sorry about that. How's my cell phone coming in?
It's coming in well.
Okay, good. I did a lot of research last night. I read the whole G20 communique. I know it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Folks can just Google G20 communique, and they can read it from CNN and Fox and everywhere else if they want. And it clearly states, you know, not only are they saying they're setting up a new world order, and at least the 15, 20 newspapers I've seen have had a new world order is born. The Council on Foreign Relations has put out a press release saying this is global governance and hailing it as the birth of the new world order. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of reports, but more than a dozen saying the birth of a new world order. Then we look at what is a new world order, and they define it. A world central bank owned by private banks, ruling every country on the planet, setting world taxes to the International Bank of Settlements and the OECD, dominating everyone. And remember, they claim they're fixing a crisis that they created by design. And I saw Time magazine today, so I picked it up. And the cover of it is the end of excess. The crisis is good for America, and I knew what I'd read once I opened it up, but it sure if it was there. Oh, we've been greedy, we've been bad, we bought SUVs, that's why everything's falling down. It's not the international bankers, it's not the global crime syndicate blowing out the economy by design to consolidate. It's all our fault, Americans, and the whole world's been told it's our fault. See, George Bush was meant to set that idea up, play the part of the bad guy. Now Obama's the savior. He took his orders, they said, in England. This is mainstream news. He understood that, you know, America's bad and that it's his job to, you know, to admit that. But don't worry, the new global Europe, as Gordon Brown calls it, the new world order. So not only have people denied there's a new world order all these years, we specifically said what it was, an international banking cartel setting up world government. And now they say, yes, this is the new world order, and this is how we define it, an international banking cartel ruling the planet with financial and military force, and we're going to have this age of austerity and feudalism and serfdom to teach you better. And all these headlines are saying, well, we're not going to live as well now. This is what we deserve. They've always been setting this up. They've always been preparing this, and all the yuppies bought into the stock market and bought into putting their 401ks in there and their pensions. And now your masters, the establishment, are going to take it all from you. And if you don't like it, they're going to send guys in black uniforms by to blow you and your children's heads off. Now, that's if we let them get to the next phase that they're going for. But you know, these are the globalists. They funded the Soviets and the Nazis to vertically integrate society and control it. But to read that communique, you know, they had said they were going to set up world government. They had, of course, that thing leaked weeks ago. They had said this, but now they've agreed to do it. Dell was using psychology of, don't worry, new world order's not coming right now. And, you know, CNN, oh, it's just a joke, ha, ha, ha. Don't worry, it, you know, it's not coming for a while. It's already here. But they say that so people will stand down, so people will go along with this, Jason. And I'm just really enjoying listening to you. Be so informative today here on the air. I know that Bob Chapman is coming up, but this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I'm going to detail the G20. And then coming up on Monday, it will be Monday, hours before Glenn Beck debunks things with Popular Mechanics on the FEMA camps, I will fully cover the documented FEMA camps, but also expose how they're going to try to discredit us using straw men. So that's coming up Monday, Jay.
All right, we'll be right back with Alex Jones at The Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I have some breaking news on that hostage situation and multiple death shooting in Binghamton, New York. Binghamton, of course, about 50 miles from where I live in Oneonta. It's right on the border of Pennsylvania. It's happening in an American Civic Association building that apparently helps immigrants and refugees. And so the media was saying, you know, at least four were shot, 20 people have been taken hostage. I contacted my friend who was a state trooper in New York. He hadn't heard anything about it. He called it in, and apparently his information, and this is his information, we're going to try to get him on at the 8 after. I'll see if I can get him to come on the show. He's saying 40 people are dead right now, and he's still holed up there. So this is about to be the biggest news in the country. It doesn't matter that they just announced world government. It doesn't matter if there was some wind on the mainstream media. This is going to be topic A, and it's going to be about gun confiscation, Alex.
Well, in every case, it came out in Alabama, it came out in Germany. 3 weeks ago, they were both on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Mm-hmm. And because the bottle insert admits it causes psychotic breaks, psychotic killing. And God forbid this be some immigrant hater in there doing it, or they'll probably try to ban criticizing immigrants. I mean, there are already Supreme Court's hearing arguments about banning films criticizing anybody in government, Associated Press. I mean, you can't make up how crazy all of this is. And just notice how as soon as Obama got elected, mass shooting. And now they're saying we got to restrict your guns because of Mexico collapsing, when Mexico has total gun bans. And we have all of this going on. Just get ready for the fight of your lives. The New World Order is moving on every front. The government did it with their Prozac pushing one way, or they engineered it the other way. Either way, you cut it, that's the way that this is. I'm going to let you continue to cover the mass shooting thing, and I'll call back in later as all of this unfolds, Jason. I want you to be able to get to Bob Chapman on what's happening on the economy front. But here they are saying world government, new world order, and exactly what it is. So take care, my friend. And I really do appreciate everything you're doing and sitting on the show. And folks can hear you also live 9 to midnight tonight. It's so sad these criminal engineers are in control of our society. And, you know, Jason, what do you say to all the people who've written all these hundreds of articles, thousands of articles about patriots, saying that none of this exists? Saying that there is no such thing as a new world order, period, or that, okay, there's a new world order, but that's not world government. And then specifically are announcing world government, global governance run by banks exactly as we always said it would be. I mean, it's ridiculous. We can't even get the cowardly public to admit reality when it's in their face. And that's why you're going to lose everything. Your guns, your pension funds, everything. I'm not talking to the general audience. I'm talking to people that are in denial.
Yeah, that is exactly right, and we can't curl up in a fetal position because we are opposed by these people. I mean, they're right out in the open right now, and they try to say, oh, we're going to help third world nations. You just have to read the language of sustainability, and you talked about the OECD and this world government. This is a subsection of Section 15 of this communique, to take action against non-cooperative jurisdictions, to stand ready to deploy sanctions to protect our public finances and our financial institutions. We note that the OECD has today published a list of countries assessed by the Global Forum against the international standard of exchange of tax
information. Yeah, all this is global tyranny. You don't let the IMF and World Bank run your country. You can't ship tin or bauxite or diamonds or gold or timber or soybeans. They publicly state in their own State Department Random 200, Royal Commission on Population, that they're using sustainability and environmentalism to freeze out the third world. So when you hear about money to the third world, that means loan sharking loans to their dictators. God bless you, Jason. Come back with a state trooper if you can. And Bob Chapman, take care.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. Apparently, it's saying four are shot. and there's 40 hold up. I'm going to get to the bottom of this on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. And I just got off the phone with my police officer friend. He's going to be joining us in about 7 minutes just to give an update. He's saying that is correct. It's only 4 that have been shot right now. Apparently there are 40 hostages plus. He's telling me that the sheriff's department is down there. He's also telling me that the feds are about to come in. And he's actually out snowboarding in Vermont. And one of his police friends just called him like right after I texted him. So he's going to do 5 minutes on the other side with us, give us an update. Apparently this guy is of Asian descent. And I have no other details other than that. We're going to find out what he's using, what it looks like. Obviously, it doesn't look like there's going to be a pretty resolution if 4 people are dead already. I mean, this is going to be big news, but it seems like it's going to be a huge distraction. I know we have Bob Chapman coming up. I'm not sure if he's on the line yet. And, we do have Bob? Good. All right. Then we're going to go to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com in the next 6 minutes. We're going to talk about this G20, the coming out party of the New World Order. And then we're going to have my buddy on for about 5 minutes. Let's see. Let's go to Bob right now. Bob, did you read this new communique or hear the Gordon Brown speech from yesterday?
I perused it, and he's calling for the New World Order.
Oh, it's absolutely a New World Order takeover document. They were talking about the IMF and the SDR and basically the Federal Reserve coming together. They're talking about establishing their new financial stability board, their FSB. They're talking about going after other countries that are outside of this with sanctions. They're also saying that countries can no longer try to profit off one another if it's detrimental to another country in this, again calling for global government. And then at the end, you know, they let us know they're going to play off of our fear of climate changes by reaffirming their commitment to address the threat of irreversible climate change. You know, it's irreversible, Bob. There's nothing we can do about it, so let's just tax us for it. It's unbelievable.
It certainly is, and you're right about the facts as far as Brown and the others. I think one of the things that's not being enunciated at the meetings, and it's probably the main topic of conversation behind the scenes, and that is the reserve status of the dollar. If you've noticed that there's been virtually nothing said about it. But the dollar is going to be phased out, there's no question. And will they go to a group of, say, 10 currencies as a new international monetary trading unit? That remains to be seen. Probably that's what the way they will go at the beginning. As far as the SDR is concerned, there's nothing backing it. It's just an expansion of fiat money, sort of an extension of the Federal Reserve System internationally. And they're all on the wagon, all the big countries, especially the top 20, and they dare not be on the wagon because, as you said, in the communique, they said that, you know, if you step out of line, you're toast. This is essentially what they're saying. And so the SDR will be used, but it doesn't mean anything because there's nothing backing it. And it's going to be between countries for the most part. People aren't going to be running around with SDRs in their pockets. And that's where I think another currency unit comes in until they can merge them all together. And this is going to take some time to do. It isn't going to happen over 2 years or so. It's going to take several years or more. It all depends on what they run into along the way. But I think, in essence, and you could tell this by the body English from President Obama, and that is the U.S. is now experiencing probably the beginning of a long funeral. And the dollar is going to be phased out, SDRs, and then I think a international unit will be formed, and then they'll go for world government after that. And if we don't stop them here in the next year or two, it's really over for us.
Well, I agree. I mean, I don't know if there's any way to stop this. I mean, if you just look at what they're calling for, you know, they want to fund and reform our international financial institutions. They want to promote global trade and reject protectionism. In other words, no internal economies, no self-sustainable economies. They don't want us to produce anything in this country anymore. And then they want to build an inclusive, green, and sustainable recovery. And you know, every time they use that word sustainable, it means less for us, more for them. And I mean, by less for us, it might even mean death for us.
That's exactly true. If you speak against it at some time in the future, you will be incarcerated. There's just no question it's coming. You've seen that in some of the laws that they have in Europe already. If you challenge certain things like the status of immigration or we just recently in Scandinavia had a case where somebody spoke out about the rape of a domestic woman or someone who lived in I think it was Sweden was raped by 20 immigrants or something like that, and now they brought charges against the person who said let's get him out of the country. And so all of these people who speak out against anything that they don't like are going to get shut up. And it's eventually going to lead to revolution, there's no question. And they think they can handle it, and I can promise you they're not going to handle it, because you're going to have it in every country. I mean, they're talking now about Mexico falling apart, Mexico's not falling apart. It's them saying that it is.
Well, I mean, absolutely.
They
in fact,
economic
you know,
problems just like everybody else. But you know, you've got a coterie of well-trained narcotics. You might call them soldiers, so to speak, trying to ply their trade because America wants lots of drugs. And the government's saying, no, you can't do that for two reasons. Number one, they're not paying them enough money to stay shut up. And number two, the CIA and the banks want the cartels broken up so they can get the business.
Well, if you look at this document, Section 18 is all about Mexico and the IMF's new flexible credit line and supporting Mexico's decision to seek this flexible credit line. So it seems to me, you know, Mexico is right in line with this total global plan to bring in not only a world currency, but world government. Hold on one moment, Bob. Let's see if we have my friend on the line. We got him yet, John? No, not yet. Okay. All right.
Incidentally, the people who are running Mexico are all U.S. educated, mm-hmm. you know, Ivy League graduates, and they're all in on it. And the election in Mexico was stolen, just like it was in the United States. And, you know, they're doing what they want to do. You know, they get troops walking up and down the streets. But, you know, how many people I got? They got 40,000 troops. I mean, the country is almost as big as the United States. I mean, do they really think they're going to keep the public down? Guns are illegal in Mexico, but I can tell you right now that, like every other Latin American country, many, many people have guns. And so it's not going to be as easy as what government thinks it's going to be, short of an invasion. But, you know, where is the U.S. going to get the troops from? They're sending another 40,000 to Afghanistan.
Absolutely. Well, I think they're going to rely more on NATO troops as they expand that kind of power. I mean, how are they going to go after these nations that don't go along? I mean, they're reaffirming all these pledges. You know, they set up the framework in the, you know, years, months before these kind of summits. For instance, they're committing to implementing the World Bank reforms agreed to in 2008. They're reaffirming their historic commitments to meeting the Millennium Development Goals, to achieving our respective ODA pledges, including commitments on aid for trade, debt relief, the Glenegless commitments, and especially to Africa. So they really are just furthering. I mean, this isn't a new document. What we saw was a stage show. I mean, Sarkozy saying, oh, I'm going to walk out. That was all bull. He was never planning to walk out. We need to get something done. All this was set up. I mean, we had Sean Hannity. I don't know if you've seen this clip yet, but Sean Hannity and Dick Morris earlier in the week admitted that we were right and that they were creating a global currency and global governance and UN control. I couldn't believe it. Of course, they referred to us as conspiracy nuts, but at least they gave us credit to the fact that we were right.
Well, we are right. We've been right, well, at least in my book, since 1960. And, you know, they're pushing one way, we're pushing the other. It's just that, you know, there's a small cadre of people like you and Alex and a handful of others. And, you know, they have this giant apparatus at their control. And they have all of this tremendous amounts of funds that they can go and serve up news that is total propaganda. And the public, you know, is so confused and doesn't know what's going on, and you know they don't know how to grasp it. And then on top of that, they shut up a lot of the third world countries by creating this $1.1 trillion fund, which they're going to subsidize just about everything. The problem with that is they're looking down the barrel of hyperinflation. And it's soon to come, and it's going to be very strong. And that's a sacrifice they've got to make, along with the fact that the dollar is going to go down in value. Now, that has already begun. In fact, we called the top of the dollar market, incidentally. And over the next year, it'll slowly sink down. And after that, it'll go down more quickly. And all currencies are going to go down against gold. There's no way they can go up. I mean, when you... let's say you have $1 million outstanding and you triple it to $3 million, the dollars you've got to be worth one third of what they were before. I mean, there's no mystery to it. It's
simple
mathematics.
I want to get your take on the IMF saying it's going to sell hundreds of tons. I think it was 400 tons of gold. They've already sold 35 tons of gold. Get your take on that, Bob Chapman. But on the other side, my friend from the police department is going to be on discussing this mass shooting in Binghamton, New York. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You know, just as we have the guest on the line, all of a sudden he dropped. Hopefully we're going to have him back on in a second. I'm going to review this. Maybe we can get him on in the next 30 seconds. Then we're going to go back to Bob Chapman. and talk about the IMF discussing selling off, I believe it's 400 tons of gold. We could bring that story up. This one is out of CNN. At least four people were killed on Friday when a man opened fire in a building in Binghamton, New York. A law enforcement source close to the situation said, the source said that there were more than a dozen wounded. The man began shooting in the American Civic Association, which helps immigrants, refugees, during their citizenship test. So these are people that are actually trying to become legal citizens. Unbelievable. Let's see. The source said there may be 20 to 40 people who have been taken hostage. Apparently, this guy's still holed up there. They're bringing in the feds. Just crazy, crazy stuff. This is going to be the real reason that we're covering this is because this is going to be national news. It's going to be all over the place. It's going to be a reason to restrict guns even further in New York State. Remember, it's almost impossible to get a carry and conceal permit in the state. I mean, you know, there's a hunting culture there, but it's all shotguns and rifles. It's not a handgun culture. It's not, you know, a militia culture. It's really, especially in the city, it's an unarmed culture. While we wait for, hopefully, my buddy to get back on the line, I want to get Bob Chapman's take on the IMF selling off all this gold. What do you think that's about, Bob?
Well, first of all, did you say that they said that they already sold 35 tons?
I believe that was the headline was 400, but when you read into the article, I'll bring it up. I'll have my guys print it. But I think they've already said they've sold 35 tons, yeah.
Mm, it's news to me. But anyway, 400 tons. Mm-hmm. Let's back up a step here. First of all, every year, the European individual banks, under the old Washington Agreement, they have a five-year agreement, and it's up this coming fall, and all indications are that they're going to renew it. And each country gets a allotment to sell gold, and the maximum is 500 tons. Now, they were selling for 450 the year before last. Last year it dropped down to something like 390. In other words, governments weren't participating as much as they could within the program. this year they have probably sold, and I don't know the exact figure, but I'll guess at probably 50 tons, not very much. And that gold that was supposed to come to market or was available to come to market through central banks in Italy, France, Sweden, whatever, that will not be in existence if the IMF sells gold. Now, the reason IMF is selling gold is, yes, to raise funds, and number two, to suppress the price. But it's not going to be very suppressive because it's just going to supplant the sale by the European banks that would be normally coming to market as prices in gold rose and they wanted to get what they call more liquidity. Second of all, it would be, if it had to be, phased in over a period of time and maybe 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, which would not really affect the market at all. And then there's a proviso that if they can sell it off market, they will do so. And I suppose the Rothschilds will be standing there rubbing their hands just like they were when England was selling at 275 and they were buying it up hand over fist. And that's a fact that they were the buyers for the most part.
Yeah, so they're
and then
further
on top
consolidating
of that,
their
it has
gold,
to
right?
be approved. Pardon me?
I said this is a further consolidation of all this, you know, all these precious metals for these people, correct?
Right, and further, the United States Congress has to approve it. Mm-hmm. And whether they will or not remains to be seen. Historically, they have not wanted to. And so the price of gold is hanging around $900 an ounce today. It came down $25 or $30 an ounce because of the announcement that they wanted to sell at 403 tons of gold, and they might want to sell more. But you heard my explanation, so it's not really going to affect the market that much. And when they sold gold back in the 70s, gold came off about $20 an ounce. And after the sale was over, it went berserk.
Well, this article is telling me it's 403 tons of gold, but that the European Central Bank said Wednesday it had already completed the sale of 35.5 tons of gold. It's Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are joined by Bob Chapman of the internationalforecaster.com. Bob, how can they get your information?
Well, that's pretty simple. They can go to theinternationalforecaster.com to get a free copy, or they can call 877-479-8178. That's toll-free, 877-479-8178. And a free copy will come either by email or hard copy.
All right, I want to... Aside from that gold story, there are so many headlines out today and in the past couple of days about G20 shapes new world order with lesser role for U.S. and markets. That's a Bloomberg headline. I mean, they're coming out right here and saying global leaders took their biggest steps yet towards a new world order that's less U.S.-centric, with more heavily regulated financial industry and a greater role for the international institutions and, quote-unquote, emerging markets. So this is all pro-globalization. This means less for us. I mean, when Obama said that we were going to have to sacrifice, he wasn't kidding.
Well, you're right, and this has been in the works for some time, about 20 years, as far as financial regulation is concerned. And what they want to do is bring all of the regulation for banks, any kind of lenders, brokerage firms, private equity firms, insurance companies, etc. And they want to bring them under one set of rules. And those rules will be promulgated and run from perhaps Brussels or Frankfurt or wherever they're going to run them from. But it'll be Eurocentric, so to speak. And they want to run everything in the world financially. And what they're eventually looking for in the final analysis as far as currency is concerned is a world currency which is digital with gold backing, supposedly. And this currency, because of the nature of it being digital, will mean that every government and this central database, if you want to call it that, will know how much money you have or how much units you have, or how many units you have, I should say, they'll know exactly what's going on in your financial life. And, of course, it'll go on from there. Next will be who's going to be able to go to university, who's going to be able to study what, who's going to be able to marry who, who's going to be able to breed, and on and on and on. I mean, this is really, really frightening. Nothing new to me. Because, you know, I've seen it for the past 50 years. But for the average person listening today, this has been a long time coming. This is their dream of world government, and we've got to stop.
Yeah, even Anderson Cooper, when discussing what happened to the G20, made the comment that when Gordon Brown mentioned a new world order, this worried a lot of people in the United States because of the negative connotation the phrasing has with people like you and myself, because we know what the new world order is. I mean, it seems like this is their coming out party. There's headlines everywhere. We had the New World Order in Time. We had Obama's New World Order in Time just last year. They're openly talking about a carbon tax system. I mean, this is it. I mean, we even had Enyan Devanyan admit yesterday in the mainstream press that the euro was brought about from the Bilderberg Group in the 90s. And we know that the euro is a currency supported by the globalists.
Well, I lived in Europe during the 1950s and 60s, and this was bandied about when they had the European Common Market. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to the late 40s and the early 50s, and you could sit and read in any publication throughout Europe the plans for the European Economic Community, which eventually became the European Union. And they talked about the currency then. They didn't talk about world currency, but they talked about a borderless Europe and so on and so forth. And, of course, the excuse in those days was so that it could be defended against the demons from Russia, and also so that Germany could not rise again. These were the excuses in those days. And so, you know, the game has changed somewhat. But that's where they're headed.
It's absolutely where they're headed. How can we take, what are the best proactive steps right now your average citizen can take to combating this? Because our movements have really been co-opted by people like Glenn Beck. For instance, Glenn Beck is going to be here in San Antonio with his 9/12 project on April 15th. And a lot of these people are well-meaning people. They're angry at the government. They don't know who to turn to. They're watching the mainstream media, so automatically they go to Glenn Beck. But Glenn Beck is about to have Popular Mechanics come on his show and debunk the FEMA camps. Glenn Beck isn't talking about the mandatory service in the Give Act. You know, Glenn Beck isn't on TV screaming bloody murder about the G20 summit and the announcement of a new world order.
And Glenn Beck is a change agent.
Yeah, he certainly is.
And
what
all
can
the rest
we do?
Of them, the whole group are, and, you know, it's like 70%, 80% truth, and the rest of it's all propaganda. And they get away with it for the very reasons that you talk about. And what we have to do is get more stations, more reach, mm-hmm. more people. and tell him the truth. Say, yeah, going back, yeah, you know, here's the real truth. This is what he's leaving out.
Well, we're going to be going down there, and I'm going to be taking with me, you know, the Army Regulation 210-35, the Civilian Inmate Labor Program, to show to everybody, making multiple copies. We're going to be handing out copies of the Obama deception. But really what angers me the most is that, you know, the Patriot Movement, the 9/11 Truth Movement, we really pioneered doing these tea parties in the last 10 or so years. You know what I mean? We're the ones who have been going out protesting the IRS, protesting the 9/11 Commission, and now Glenn Beck is taking up the tea parties, completely and totally co-opting what we've worked so hard for in the last few years. It seems like a page right out of COINTELPRO, Bob.
Well, it's the protected opposition. In other words, the opposition is now going to be controlled by the puppet masters in Washington, if you may. And it was to be expected. I mean, they've had some of these change agents working for years, but now they're going at it big time in order to neutralize what we're doing.
Yeah, it is unbelievable that more people can't see through this guy who is completely and totally disingenuous. But I guess when you get up on television and you start to put on a big fake crying act and you love this country, you're going to sucker a lot of the rubes in. And again, it is just so upsetting that they can understand now that the Federal Reserve banking system is corrupt. But it seems like as soon as they figured that out, it doesn't matter, because the IMF comes in and they're going to print a world currency. And the G20 comes in and says they're going to have a new global regulation system for world banking. And we're just going to muscle out any of these third world nations or second world nations that don't want to go along. And we're going to make it illegal to basically build any kind of infrastructure in your own country if it doesn't benefit these other countries. I mean, that's basically what they're saying is, you know, we can't have these protectionist policies. That means no infrastructure in the U.S. economy. You know, they want to build an infrastructure in their North American Union economy. I think that's what we're going to see with this presidency, a North American Union by 2012.
Well, that's what they're looking for. And so far, we've shot them down. The only thing they're still doing is harmonizing, which means they're taking existing laws that are in the United States and they're matching them up with Canada and Mexico. And Canada and Mexico are now labeling their foods with how much salt and sugar and whatever they've got in the contents of the can or the bottle. And they're just trying to make the regulations the same so that when they're ready to go, all that groundwork will be done. You know, even today, when you send things across borders from the United States to Canada, they now want an explanation of what is being sent and what is it and what does it do and what is the tax ID number of the person who's sending it or their Social Security number. You talk about police state. And this is getting worse by the day. And if you people out there don't think it is, you're wrong. It's dreadful. And, you know, this whole thing is just closing in on us like a giant amoeba that's going to be able to smother us all in the final analysis with new laws and new rules and many of the things that we've discussed on the show before. And they're working on all fronts, and yes, they're out in the open, and yes, now they try to co-op what we're doing. They're not going to be successful. It's just going to make our work harder. Our problem is we don't have enough Alex Joneses. You know, we need 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 of them all over the world yelling at the top of their lungs, this is what these cretins are trying to do to you. That's our problem. Nobody's got the guts to get out there and tell people the truth and take the slings and arrows from government and being audited by the IRS 15 or 20 years in a row and all of the harassment that goes with it.
Yeah, it seems like people really need to step up to the plate, especially in light of things like the MIAC report that was out there. And that definitely seems like it was out on a federal level. I had somebody call into my program this week, and his girlfriend got pulled over in Los Angeles County. And she asked why she was pulled over, and literally the cop told her, we pulled you over because of your Ron Paul bumper sticker. So that tells me that MIAC report has a large reach You know, they weren't kidding when they said they were going to put it federally in public and private sectors across the country. It obviously went through that way. And for somebody to be pulled over for a bumper sticker for a third-party political candidate, and not really even a third-party political candidate, a Republican political candidate that the establishment doesn't like, is just beyond Orwellian to me.
It's mind control. It's total control. And that's why so many people are leaving the country. I don't know that they're going to be any better off anyplace else, but they
think
they are.
That was what I was going to say. Where do people think they're going to run from this? This G20 was a global summit. They literally talked about having sanctions against countries that don't go along with it. I mean, they're talking about, for instance, let's see. We reaffirm the commitment made in Washington to refrain from raising new barriers of investment or to trade of goods and services or imposing new export restrictions or implementing the World Trade Organization's inconsistent measures to stimulate exports with each other. So in other words, they're creating a system where there are no barriers of trade, where there are no tariffs. It will be a truly global economy for those who work with them, but we won't be able to produce anything. We'll have to take what we can get. And when they talk about sustainability, that means less and less and less. I mean, how do you feel when you hear the right-hand man of Gordon Brown saying that the UK's population has to dip from 70 million people to 30 million? I mean, how does that even work? How is that going to happen in the next 20 years if they don't plan on killing a bunch of us, Bob?
That's right. Or they're going to put in breeding controls, like the Chinese have for so long. And then it'll be selective breeding. And everybody will be DNA'd, and they'll say, okay, that couple over there who we told to get married, they can breed, and everything works out all right. The boys that come through will be engineers, and the girls that come through will be doctors or something like that. I mean, this is how unbelievable this is, but this was all this information was available to us in the 1960s. And, you know, we were screaming at the top of our lungs. Nobody wanted to hear it. It's here.
Yeah,
it
is here. And no, it is now. And people like Alex Jones have been screaming this at the top of their lungs for over a decade. I guess we got that 30 seconds of vindication from Lord Hannity, but that's not what we want. What we want is people to step up and say no. What we want is people to join an organization like Campaign for Liberty and become a city council member, become the mayor of their town, become a congressman, challenge these positions. We can have a government for and by the people if we act now, if we decide now that we want to be proactive, if we decide that this G20 communique is not for us, it doesn't benefit us, if we decide that the Give Act was a bad idea, if we expose what's in the Give Act. We already exposed a bunch of what was in the Give Act, Bob, and it seems like they pulled a lot of that legislation out and had to redistribute it in other legislation like 1444. But it got taken out of 1388. Case in point, 1710 was the Electronic Citizen Verification ID Act. And they were going to use the Department of Education and this new corporation, the National Service Corporation, that they created in the bill to implement this. So in other words, it was going to be a real ID Act for everybody in this country, even children. Well, last I checked, and I checked it last night, the final version of that bill didn't have 1710 in it. Did they sneak it in somewhere else? They may have, but we caused enough of an uproar that it didn't make it there. We can make a difference, Bob.
Your influence counts. You got to use it. And if you don't, you're going to die by attrition. I mean, these people are serious. I mean, what do you think at my late age? I'm doing 20 programs a week. You know, all the other people who are 73 are either dead or they're in a rocking chair watching television all day. And I understand what's going on, and I spend my time at it. But that's why. I mean, I'm trying to help people. And Alex is doing the same thing, and so are you. You people got to respond. You've got to do something to help yourselves.
That's right. And that's why, you know, one of the things that we're going to be doing this July 4th is Info Warrior Independence Day. And no matter whether you're a member of We Are Change or TruthAction.org or Lone Lantern or none of the above, if you're just an independent thinking human being, we're encouraging people to go out, to these fireworks, to these picnics, to these community events, hand out DVDs, hand out paperwork, hand out information, and make a presence known, say, hey, we're trying to take this country back. This is what's really going on. I know you're enjoying your burger and your hot dog, and there's going to be a show later, but we may not have this next year. And what is Independence Day if we can't keep what's left of our eviscerated Bill of Rights and Constitution? I mean, what is left in this country if we can't go out to other human beings and say, hey, this is what's important?
Well, you know, one of the things I came across in the last several weeks is more and more people in the military are learning what's going on. And I got three questions yesterday on one of the programs that caters to military, both active as well as retired. And they're saying, gee, I really don't want to reenlist. You know, I like the Army or the Marines or whatever, but I'd like to come out into civilian life, but there's no jobs. You know, what am I to do? I don't have any choice. I got to reenlist and probably get shipped over to Afghanistan, which I really don't want to do because I don't believe in it because I know what they're up to. I mean, just think if you were in that kind of position.
Well, a lot like, more people, you know, are going to be in those positions. I mean, a lot more people are about to be in those positions because this economy is going to drop even further. People are going to lose their pensions. They're going to lose their jobs. And instead of going into the traditional military, this Give Act tells people in Section 1801 and others that they can do full-time, quote-unquote, volunteer service. But if it's full-time, they're going to get a paycheck. Obviously, this corporation and these foundations that they're setting up are going to have to employ somebody. Yeah, they're going to employ the masses they're about to lay off in the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. I mean, it's happening, folks. The New World Order is here, and they're announcing it on the world stage at the G20. We'll be back with the final segment with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, and we'll be live at prisonplanet.tv shortly.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And before we go back to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, I want to thank some of our sponsors. eFoods Direct, the phone number is 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They all also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and current economic downturn, I mean, just look at the economy, folks. It is imperative that you make sure that your family has non-GMO foods, and they are prepared. It's 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. In closing, Bob, I mean, what advice do you have for the people out there? Obviously, you know, get into hard currencies, get gold and silver. They can do that through Midas Resources and, you know, others. They can get your newsletter. But what else out there? What else should we be doing as soon as you get off the line? I mean, what can people do today?
Well, I think once they cover those bases, I think what they have to do is get the word out, and they can use the DVDs and any of the other information that you have available, and just keep on passing out. Be the most aggressive pamphleteer and giver of DVDs in the country. And people will respond, because they're slipping deeper and deeper into a mode where they're going to be very responsive, because they're losing their jobs, can't buy a new car, they may be losing their home or already have done so. And I mean, you saw the outpouring of people, hundreds of thousands of people in England protesting about the banks and the situation there. A populist uprising, and we need that in America. We need it all over the country, and we need to, at the very, very local levels, elect people who understand what the problem is.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, the reason that Martin Luther King Jr. was so successful is that he got out in the streets and went to the people, and we haven't really been able to do that as a movement, and we constantly get co-opted. But it doesn't take, you know, 20 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people to make a difference. You know, you and your girlfriend can go out there. You and your best buddy can go out there. Two people, one person, a huge sign. I know people that make, you know, take a sheet and spray paint a website over on it and go over an overpass, and they reach thousands of people every 10 minutes on a busy highway. I mean, there are a million ways to do this. You know, you can sit in your mall parking lot and talk to people. You can go to your local church and talk to people. I mean, the ways to do this are endless as soon as you have the willpower to do so, as soon as you have identified the enemy. And the enemy are these globalists that are literally colluding now out in the open to take away our sovereignty and to bring in global governance, Bob.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And this particular meeting was a launching of two things, toward world government and also telling America it's time for them to take an equal back seat. They're not going to be the leader anymore.
That is exactly what they've done. They've said, you know, the age of American dominance is over. It's Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Give out the number, Bob.
And that number again is toll-free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes of the InfoWarrior.com sitting in. I do my own little show from 9 to midnight here at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're about to go live at the 8 after break. And we're going to open up the lines for the next 2 hours. Really want to talk about this G20. I want to talk about the New World Order. I want to talk about the gold sales of the IMF. Anything that's going on right now, maybe this school shooting, or not school shooting, but I guess there was a high school right around it as well. It was a civic institution. Apparently, it's someone of Asian descent, and we've got 4 confirmed dead and possibly another 40 still held hostage. I have not seen a resolution to this. I don't know what's going on. I know they sent in the FBI and whatnot. Before we go into some more G20 stuff, and I want to play that Ted Turner clip, I want to thank another one of our sponsors, Cola Blue. What can I say about a Cola Blue other than it's delicious water from air? Reverse osmosis, takes out the fluoride, basically takes the humidity from the air, has 2 little sections. You can get it hot out of the thing, you can get it cold out of the thing. No water plug. Again, pulling the water from the air. It's a colablue.com, ecolablue.com, or call 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. 4-3. Remember, no chemicals, no pollutants, no toxins, just a neutral pH. I mean, this is the cleanest and most delicious drinking water I've ever had. I enjoy the Cola Blue a lot. All right, I want to play that Ted Turner clip and then maybe take some calls. Remember, it's the Alex Jones Show, and this is what they mean by sustainable government and climate change.
War II in 1941. We have to fully mobilize everything we have and put it into changing the energy system over. And not just here in the United States, but all over the world. It's going to be the biggest business project in the history of the world. Fortunes, billions of dollars are going to be made. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to be employed. We're going to have clean air. We're going to have so many benefits from it. It's not going to cost us anything once we get going with it. It's not going to cost us anything. Only the people that don't understand it think it's going to. Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan. And living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the 2 suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons
and global emissions.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there were
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
with too many people. That's what. That's why we have global warming. Oh. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff. If we don't get global warming and the nuclear weapons straight out, we don't have to worry about human rights.
All right.
All the humans
we're all
going to
be dead. You know, there's the biggest. Remember, we've already got too many people. This is what Hillary Clinton's little buddy said. Too many people on Earth already. Sustainability. That means less of us. I mean, what don't you get? When they say that, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of jobs, people are going to make millions of dollars. No, the same people who are in power are going to consolidate their power further. People who have lost their jobs because we no longer have economies that create anything will have to go to these jobs, and they're not going to be good jobs. I mean, if we're going to be judged on, you know, the type of vehicles we drive, the type of homes we live in, and literally toilet paper, folks. There are headlines that say U.S. consumption of toilet paper are worse than SUVs for the environment. Well, obviously, they're just going to control our lives even further in a nightmarish and hellish police state. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are live and streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. I do my own little show here on the network. It's called The Info Warrior. Airs from 9 to midnight. If you missed last night's show, I had Patrice O'Neill on for about 90 minutes. He was an excellent guest. You can get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com, or you can check us out on the YouTube. We broadcast 3 hours of live TV over there, so I'll be doing 5 hours of TV and 7 hours of radio today. Really just covering all the top news. Really, the G20 is the biggest news in my mind, even though we have a massive shooting right outside of my hometown. And all this weird stuff happening in upstate New York lately, from the Schenectady mayor wanting to declare martial law to this massive shooting at the American Civics Institute, of people who have come to this country and legally, you know, want to become real citizens. I mean, people that go through the process. All right, we're going to take your calls. We're going to go to Ned, Michael, and Martin. But first, I want to go to Thomas because he's in the UK, and I know that's a big old phone bill. Thomas, what's up? Yes, sir. Thomas, is he there? Going once, going twice. Yes, you there? All right, let's go to Ned in Florida. Sorry, Thomas, I tried. Ned, are you on the line?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. You guys were just talking about, like, what people can do, you know, besides, like, spreading the word, waking people up. Do you think that it would be a good idea to write our congresspeople and the Senate and let them know where we stand and that we're fully aware of the plans that,
well, I think,
you
it's
know,
good.
The elites have in order, or what?
Well, I think that it's always good to have a coordinated effort. It doesn't hurt to call these organizations. You know, you call your local congressman. One of my friends is big into that. He's been doing it for years and letting them know. I mean, that is an effective way. But I find that if you can find a common letter that you and others can write up and agree upon, and they get, you know, hundreds or thousands of these faxes a day signed by different people, I think that that's the most effective. But really, I mean, it's almost beyond that. I mean, we all know that the majority of our Congress and Senate are bought and paid for by these, you know, these lobbyists and special interest groups. So that, you know, they don't care. I mean, they should be screaming bloody murder right now, Ned.
Well, Ron Paul, I mean, you know, we got him in there, and there's a couple others, Sanders, and I forget
Kucinich.
The other guy's name.
Yeah, Kucinich,
yeah,
Sanders,
right, exactly.
And Ron Paul are about the only ones out there currently in the Congress that are saying anything.
Yeah.
And Sanders is a senator, by the way. I shouldn't say he's in the Congress. He's not. But, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
we just need to step up and mobilize, man. I mean, first of all, we have to say that we're even if they tell us to do something, we're not going to do it. I think there's going to be a big test on 9/11 this year, now that GiveX passed and it's officially a holiday. It's a national day of service and remembrance. And this
right.
is going to be his youth brigade coming out party. Basically, this National Service Corps is going to have memorials around the country for 9/11, you know, further politicizing this program. And then they're also going to be going doing knock and talks and trying to recruit people. People have to say no, and we have to have counter demonstrations exposing people to the truth about 9/11 and the truth of what they're taking part of in this National Service Corps, which is just it's scary, man. All right, thank you for the call, Ned. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're up.
Jason, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I want to follow up on your last caller. I think the front lines are at the individual state capitals of the many states here, 50 states. The 10th Amendment resolutions that have been addressed are submitted in the many states. People need to go to the Capitol and thank the sponsors of the bills, talk to the people, suggest that the representatives reach out to the county sheriffs in their district and get them involved in this. And just, you know, stay on that. We need to keep this up front. The many info warriors need to do that. Go to the capitals. The people that live in the state capitals of their state should go to their capital, and don't be afraid to approach these people because they're approachable.
And I think that another thing that we have to do is take advantage of, you know, some of these pseudo tea parties they're putting together. You know, it's not just about going after Glenn Beck and his 9/12 project on April 15th in San Antonio. It's
Absolutely.
About showing the people these civilian inmate labor program documents. It's about showing the people these mass graves. It's about showing the people that he's being dishonest and disingenuous, and this is what's really going on, and he doesn't want to have an open debate. He just wants to have people, quote-unquote, debunk conspiracy theories. He's not genuine at all.
I agree. Here in Austin at the Rotunda, on the floor of the Capitol, right there in the center of the Rotunda, it says, the Republic of Texas. You know, I mean, it's already there in stone. And, you know, I think if we stay on these people and go to the co-sponsors also of the bill, you know, here in Texas, I think there's like 30 or 35 co-sponsors, mm-hmm. and just go and thank them and have them reach out to their sheriffs in their districts. And the more, I mean, the county sheriffs is you know, in the individual counties is where we're going to get the power at. And if we can get the sheriffs involved in this, I think that we can push these things through.
Well, sheriff is usually an electable office. This is another example of how you can take back your government for and by the people. It's not just about running for Congress or state senator or city council member. Run for sheriff. Yeah, I mean, these are yeah. Go ahead.
They're sovereign. You know, I mean, they have power over the feds. I mean, they can kick them out of the county, not let them in. And I just think that we really, you know, we just can't sit now that these resolutions have been introduced in these many states. We just can't sit back and let them, you know, just let them sit there and pass through. We got to get in there and show those representatives that they have a lot of people behind.
Michael, we definitely have to be more proactive and show initiative. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Martin in California. Martin, you're up.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I was listening a couple days ago and about everything going on in Sacramento, and I'm really interested in the journalism and things like that. I was wondering if you guys need an extra guy on the ground over there. I mean, I'd work for free.
I'm the wrong guy to be talking to about it because I'm not the one that coordinates, you know, where you would send the videos and whatnot. But if you're close to Sacramento, you want to do some reconnaissance work over on, you know, the 10 cities and what's going on down there, I would contact Rob D. at Infowars.com. Just go shoot it anyway. I mean, if it's good, we'll use it. That's basically what we do. And not only do we comb over YouTube and whatnot to see what's out there, but some people will have already done it and send us. I mean, we can't report on everything. We can't take everything. But we do encourage people to become their own info warriors and, you know, do real journalism. By taking a camera, going and documenting the event, and then getting the people that it's affecting's opinions, you know, the people that are actually in there, that's more journalism than 90% of the mainstream media is gonna do anyway. So, you know, we encourage that type of behavior, whether or not, you know, we'll definitely use it or I can coordinate it, I can't. Rob D at Infowars.com. Martin, I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Denise in Illinois. You're up.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good.
So here's what I'm calling about. As an info warrior myself, mm-hmm. I've been using Facebook to post as many things as I can possibly get my hands on, from YouTube, from everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've taken some things from Alex. I put, you know, as much as I could. I have about 130 friends on my page. Do you know that about two of them have any idea at all about what I'm talking about? They don't believe in the 9/11 conspiracies, which is actually not a conspiracy, it's the truth. They don't have any clue about so much because I think music has mm-hmm. gotten in people's minds so much. The television, music, the internet, they're keeping themselves so preoccupied with absolutely everything but the truth because the truth, it's scary. Yeah, it is scary, you know. But I've been doing this for, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years of looking up stuff because when I was little, I remember some very odd things, you know, from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked a man in my later years what the scars on my arms were and what all these different marks on my body are. And he gave me a book called The Biggest Conspiracy Theory Reader. Well, just yesterday or the day before on my Facebook page, I posted an MKUltra CIA video post, and today Facebook has sent me a message saying that if I continue to post, my page will be canceled.
Well, that is just terrible.
Yes.
I mean, that just illustrates the fact that, you know, they're trying to censor the internet. And for those that don't know what MKUltra is, I thank you for the call, Denise. This is the Mind Control Ultra program that was semi-declassified during the 70s, you can read a lot of them on PDF files. A lot of those files were destroyed, but I mean, it goes over everything from LSD to, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. You know, some people knew that they were going to be subjected to experiments. Some people didn't. It's not only about LSD. It's really about controlling the masses. It's about psychological warfare. It's about one of those nexus points that we talked about earlier. Remember, if I were doing a class on New World Order 101, you know, the three main subjects would be, you know, the monetary system, perpetual debt, the Federal Reserve, things that are going on there. The eugenics programs, what's in the vaccinations, the foods, how they're dumbing us down. The third, of course, would be false flag terror. And, you know, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, and how they motivate populations. And their three main modus operandi are, you know, think tanks, lobbyist groups, foundations, things like the CFR, the Bilderberg Group, those types of things. And then you have your government organizations, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, continuity of government, the shadow government that's out there. And then, of course, the PSYOPs. Psychological warfare. It's not a mistake that they found members of the CIA in the newsrooms of CNN. Most of your news is intelligence run by design. It is total and complete propaganda to keep you in the dark. Do you understand? The talking point of a new world order in Bloomberg, in C-SPAN, in CNN. This is all by design. They're getting you used to the idea. Global government's here to stay, folks. And they just announced it at the G20. We're going to go to the rest of your calls. Danny, Michael, David, and more on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to take your calls. But before I before we go to the next caller, I want to thank one of our great sponsors. It's HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Gain is in G-A-I-N. Here is the HomeGain monkey for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Very lovable monkey. So what is HomeGain? This is a place where you can get started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address and you will get a free instant estimate of your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to value the monitor of your home. And again, it's free. It's HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And here is the HomeGain monkey. We thank them so much for their support of this great program. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. I believe we are on Danny in Texas. Danny, you're up.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. Listen, I have an idea that was sparked this morning by an article that I read in Forbes magazine.
Okay.
About some corporations who were watching the a couple of cases that have to do with the RICO.
The RICO law, basically racketeering
RICO law,
laws. What they go after the mob for. It's basically racketeering and collusion. It's what they usually go after mob bosses for and crime syndicates. But the truth is that the real criminal cartel is the banking system.
Yeah, that's true. And I apologize because I get so tongue-tied when I get on here. It seems like I can't think fast enough to say what I need to say. But anyway, long story short, cut to the chase. What it hit me was that we're desperate for a place to start to stop these people.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate. And, mm-hmm. and what hit me was, well, you know, I happen to think that why couldn't we go in, with a, probably the biggest, best super team of lawyers ever assembled, take all these people that have lost their life savings and their 401ks and stuff like that and do a class action lawsuit.
Well, let's just look at that on its face, though. All class action lawsuits of any kind of, like, real financial stability take years and years and years. Man, we don't got years and years and years. They literally announced the New World Order yesterday. They announced that they're no longer going to have these trade barriers. They announced they were going to go after third world countries that weren't in on the game. I mean, this is it, man. I mean, they announced 3 weeks ago that they were going to print up a global super currency for quantitative easing, and this is the establishment of it right here. So even if we sue these guys, first of all, it looks like they're putting us under an international court system. What we need to do is we need to put in instead of a civil court, we need to file legislation that we're not going to take part in this. For instance, there's a woman out of Minnesota, a congresswoman, who has filed a bill that says that the U.S. cannot drop the dollar as the world currency. She's against a global currency. It's basically a bill ensuring that the global currency doesn't come here, or at least to the state of Minnesota. Will it get passed? Probably not. Has it gotten any media attention? No, but it's a step forward. I just think that civil cases probably aren't the way to go. I'm not discouraging people from trying something like that, but I feel like legislation
is the better way. All right, thank you for the call, Danny. All right, let's go to Michael in Toronto. Michael, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey. First of all, I'm a big fan of the Alex Jones Show. I've seen all his videos. You know, very, very, very much interested in everything he has to say. I'm a Canadian, and there are some substantial differences between the U.S. system and the Canadian system, and we've been largely socialist up here for a long period of time, and have national health care, and have, you know, been supported by our government. And I just have a couple questions about the differences, and hope that Canadians are getting a bad rap here. Our economy is great in comparison to the U.S. I mean, we've got a fairly stable real estate market, you know, banking market. None of our banks have gone south. And I'm just curious. Part of the reason is that I've spent a good portion of my life supporting globalism in my job. I'm one of those guys who, when you call your bank and somebody in India answers, it's probably my fault. And
Well, hold on. I'm going to hold you over, Michael. I want to get your perspective on why you were pro globalism. I used to be pro globalism. I'm thinking, great, we're going to harmonize the world, one world government. We're all going to be happy. It's going to be democracy. We're going to feed everybody. We're going to clothe everybody. Everybody's going to have a home. It's going to be democracy worldwide. But that's not their plan. When you look what it really is, it's about eugenics and control. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Yeah.
folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis subbing in. Remember, I do a show 9 to midnight, 5 nights a week, Central Time, here at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. Michael, you were saying, you know, you were the guy at the bank that sent you overseas to somebody else, and you were pro-globalism. Why don't you expand on that?
Well, not precisely. I'm part of a consulting group that essentially looks at jobs in the U.S. and Canada that are typically unwanted and economically not viable for most people in this country. And, you know, we look at options for corporations to be able to find an alternative for shareholders in order to reduce costs and hopefully pass some of those savings on to consumers in America, Main Street. This has been going on for a long time, and I'm not, you know, how should I say, being critical of the globalization issue. I do understand that there needs to be certain people in charge of it, but my point is that globalization in itself is not a bad idea. The people who are in charge of it and their intent absolutely can influence the outcome of that. And but my fear of you know, some of the rhetoric that goes on the internet and elsewhere about globalization is actually going to, you know, take us away from the benefits of it. I absolutely.
What are
agree.
The benefits of it? That's what I want to know. I
mean, other than are really, hold on. Really simple.
Other than sharing information, you know, openly and freely sharing information. I feel like, you know, obviously there are certain things that you'll have to import or export from places because you just can't get them anywhere else. But it seems like you can almost build infrastructure anywhere within countries. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think the issue is when you take a look at war and you take a look at the things we've been fighting over for, you know, centuries, which involve territory, a whole bunch of stuff. It's all been about people living. It's been about people being able to say, hey, I can go to the store, I can buy stuff, I have some kind of capital or some kind of currency that I can go and do stuff with. And I agree that there's issues with the currency and the way that it's controlled. But at the end of the day, cooperation amongst people is critical for the world. And this is the delineator that I see between the truth movement and, you know, the powers that be, which probably are quite evil and have ill intent. I don't deny that. What I'm saying is unless people on the right side of the movement decide that they're going to embrace globalism in the right fashion, which includes countries, includes people, includes cultures, outside of the typical way that we've been accustomed to, then we're in bigger trouble than, you know, we are with these guys at the top.
Well, I would say this. I don't think there's any way we're going to be in any bigger trouble than where we are with the guys at the top. I think that we should have understanding and communications with all other nations. But I take a Ron Paul stance. I don't necessarily think that globalism is the answer. It seems like globalism is these people's wet dream. And these are the people that are in the Bilderberg Group. These are the people that go to the Bohemian Grove Club. These are the people that, unfortunately, in some cases are not only occultic, but Luciferian and really do believe in do as thou wilt. These are the ones that are putting in these eugenics programs. These are the reason that, you know, there's bird flu in the bird flu vaccines. This is the reason that people were given AIDS in this country and yours through Factor VIII injections from Bayer, and nothing is done. It's because when you listen to somebody who's not even at the top, like Ted Turner, talking about a sustainable community and globalism, it means killing a bunch of us. I thank you for the call. That's my biggest fear, is that this eugenics and this sustainability is in part with globalism. Listen, am I against building a more global internet? Not as long as it's free. You know, I would love to have more communications with people overseas, you know, a decoder or, you know, a language translator, you know, not have to use Rosetta Stone to understand everything. I would love all that stuff, but is it plausible? And when you see what their steps are, it's just like a, you know, zeitgeist addendum. In the second half of that, he's talking about all these great technologies that do exist, you know, wind, solar, electromagnetics, all that stuff's real. But the elite aren't going to give it to us in mass until they can control it and make a profit on it and really have consolidated their power in such a way that there are less of us to consume that stuff because they don't want challenges to their power. I mean, on the surface, addendum looks like this one world society where we're all going to love each other. But when you start getting into it, they want a one world hive mind. Watch the Worldwide Mind out of PBS. It gives you a good idea of what they want there. You know, all of us with a brain chip, you know, in cyberspace, communicating each other telepathically. I mean, this is really what they discuss. And if you think that's going to be for the general populace because they want to, they love us so much, it's not. You know, they want to offer us this utopia globalism. It's not what they have in mind for us. And you know what they do have in mind for us? This story's over at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Almost forgot to talk about it. This is a document out of New York State, nonetheless. All this stuff out of New York. April 4th, 2007. So this document's about 2 years old. And they're in the process of updating and collecting some very important information to our database regarding bio attacks and massive disasters. You see, this is to cemeteries, seeing if they can house massive graves. We're talking 950 people per acre. Let me repeat that. 950 dead bodies per acre. And they're talking about thousands and thousands of acres, and they want to know whether these cemeteries can hold all these people. Why are they getting ready for mass death if they don't have it in mind for us? I don't think they're killing themselves. All these people that say there are too many people in the world right here. Look, this is that Clinton administration official, someone under Hillary right here. Earth's population already exceeds limits. And the reason we have all this global warming, too many people doing too much stuff, according to Ted Turner. We're going to turn to cannibals, eight degrees hotter, no crops, nuclear war. Ridiculous. It's all an excuse to bring in this globalist agenda. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to David in Indiana. David, you're on the line.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been an info warrior now for about 12 years. And the first film I seen 12 years ago was by David Wagner called Barbed Wire Over America.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's when I realized that everything that I'd been taught in public school and everything that I've had as my belief system was basically false. And that public school is nothing but an instrument of mind control and to brainwash young people. And that's what Obama, he's going to use that national service just like Hitler did. He's going to use that the same way Hitler did and basically have a Hitler Youth Corps.
I totally agree with you, and I think that people need to understand this. You know, whereas in George Bush and his administration, when they wanted people to get behind them, they didn't use Bush as an image. They used the flag after 9/11. And everybody, you know, saw the red, white, and blue all over, and that was their symbol. What's really scary is with this guy, with Obama, it's not the flag they're using. It's the Obama logo. It's his face. It's his swagger. It's his attitude. It's literally a youth that is being indoctrinated not into an idea, but into a person. And I can't agree with you more that, you know, these schools are nothing but indoctrination centers. And it is a real big kick to the chest. It knocks the wind out of you when you start to realize how much brainwashing has gone on in your individual life.
Yeah, and Obama, he's nothing but a demagogue. He's parading around like he's the champion of the common people, the middle class. And he's just another agent of the New World Order. He's finishing the job that George W. Bush didn't finish. He's given this economy the final shove over the cliff so they can starve us into submission. Because what they're going to do in this country, they're going to try to starve us into submission with fear and with bad economics and all them tactics to get us to go along with their program.
Well, they're offering, and I thank you for the call, they're offering full-time service through this Give Act for those people who don't have jobs that want to join. So this is going to be the new jobs. You know, it's not just the Department of Homeland Security that's going to expand. It's not just the Youth Corps. It's these jobs for national service. Full-time volunteerism. Well, you can't be a full-time volunteer without some kind of an income. So obviously, this isn't really going to be volunteerism. It's going to be new bureaucracies set up to worship this administration and its ideals. I mean, that's the bottom line. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Juan in New York. Juan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's going on?
How you doing?
All right. I mean, I call because, you know, I'm trying to do the right thing here and disseminate information amongst the people that I know and you know, just the people at work and my family members. It seems that, you know, the mainstream media has really got these people's minds in a stranglehold.
Oh, yeah.
Every time when I talk to, like, an older individual at work, he tells me, you know, he's receptive to some of my ideas, but then he reverts to the Limbaugh line that it's all the Democrats doing this. And I keep trying to come across to people by telling them they're both the same people. You can't tell. I mean, I just need some guidance to see how
you need some ammo for the info war, right? How do I break this left-right paradigm? How do I tell them that both the Democrats and the Republicans are controlled without them scoffing at me? First of all, you're probably at a disadvantage because you're a younger guy. You sound like a younger guy. And everybody who's older, they already think they know it all. They don't want some young punk telling them, you know, what's going on. What I would do is, you know, start them in slow with the Skull and Bone Society and the quotes from Kerry and Bush. Maybe you throw them on your phone. You know, you got an iPhone or even a Razer. You can compress video and throw that on there. You know, throw on the fact that they both are in, you know, the CFR and admitting to that and both in Skull and Bones. Try to surpass it that way. You know, on top of that, try to explain to the guy that, you know, Clinton was brought up by Bush Sr. He ran cocaine for him in the 80s through the Iran-Contra scandal. I mean, you've got to break these barrier lines, and I think that YouTube videos and movies, since nobody reads anymore, really do speak the best language. But if you're talking to some older people, you know, I don't have it here in front of me, but there was this CFR document from May of 2008 laying out this entire plan for global governance, basically all the economic stuff that just happened at the G20, and explained to him, hey, this is an organization of both sides. They predicted this thing was going to happen. They engineered it. It's right here in black and white. Please take the time to read it. You just got to be persistent. Not everybody's going to turn around in a day or a week or a month or a year. Sometimes it takes a long time. I thank you for the call, Juan. All right, let's jump to Chris in Louisiana. Chris, you're online.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, man.
Look, I just wanted to call. I was calling. I watched Endgames and the Obama deception recently.
Uh-huh.
And they really opened up my eyes to a lot of things that I see going on in the management of our natural resources here in South Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, like, what is it that someone that lives in South Louisiana can do to curtail some of this raping of the environment?
Well, first of all, you got to find out, you know, what legislation is passed in your area. You know, in Tennessee, they're already putting in this $2 billion carbon credit system because they believe the carbon credit is inevitable and we're going to have it. So you have to fight things like that. You know, when they're trying to tax you on the flatulence of your cattle or your livestock.
Yeah, so that's a big issue in South Vermillion Parish here in Louisiana.
Well, you have to get some... All right, you're a constituent of these other people, so you have to get a local representative, somebody in your Congress or state Senate, to propose some kind of legislation that's going to help you. And then you have to publicize. You have to get your neighbors on board. You have to say, look, this is really what they're doing. I mean, they just passed another bill, this big land grab act, which was an amalgamation of 160 other conservation bills. In this G20 communique, they openly state that climate change is irreversible. And we're going to reach an agreement with the UN, and they're going to control it all after 2009 of December. So they're openly announcing it. Another great way, you know, we had the guy call in about sovereignty. There's a lot of sovereignty bills out there. See if there's a sovereignty bill going on in Louisiana. If there's not, see if you can get somebody to write one up. And if there is one, get behind it. Go to your city council meeting. You know, go say, this is what we want. Go vote on these things. Just become more proactive. You'd be surprised what you can do when you leave your house. I thank you for the call, Juan. That was Chris. I'm sorry. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
You know, I'd just like to touch base on, you know, what you were saying about the population control. I don't think people get the magnitude of, you know, what these people are about to do. I mean, they want to kill 80% of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is no delusion, nothing crazy. I mean, they've stated it in their documents. Alex has said it a million times. You've said it a million times, but people still don't get it.
We can play video clip after video clip of all these people talking about a sustainable society, talking about how there's too many people in the world already. I don't know what doesn't click. Look, they put AIDS in the Factor VIII. They put cancer right. Viruses, SV40, in the polio vaccines. They got caught, 57 to 62. Some guy just won a $22.5 million lawsuit after like 30-plus years from an oral polio vaccination where he lost his legs. Okay? They're cutting the high fructose corn syrup, which already causes diabetes and a host of other health issues, including premature death. In other words, you're going to die when you're 50 and 60 years old. You're not going to live to this 70 or 80-year-old mark that we're used to. And they're cutting it with a poisonous heavy metal called mercury. I don't know. You got to be brain dead. We almost had this argument with Tarpley at one point when he was here. You know, oh, there's a boogeyman behind every corner, Tarpley. I go, listen, Tarpley, it's not a mistake that they send out a bird flu vaccination to 14 other nations and it's killing a ferret. I'm like, it's not a mistake that there are two live bird flu viruses and a third type of flu virus. And it's like, he just kind of goes, well, yes, there's probably something to that. But this business about fluoride, I'm like, what do you mean this business about fluoride? Fluoride was used by the Nazis, Tarpley. I mean, oh, there's a boogeyman behind every corner. I know, Jason. No, there is. This is a eugenics program, and the end game of their eugenics program is 80% of us kaput, gone, dead. We need to make people aware, Brad.
Well, Jason, here's another point I'd like to make. I was living in Hampton, New Hampshire, and right next to Hampton is the Seabrook power plant. Mm-hmm. And every night, all of a sudden, I'd see a helicopter light flashing out on the edge of a place called Boar's Head. They'd fire a flare. They'd square around the flare a few times and then just take off.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this night after night after night for months. And then maybe a year later, I was driving through Portsmouth at night with my girlfriend. Somebody actually saw it with me for once. And all of a sudden, I see this helicopter light come on. You know, there was nothing in the sky, and all of a sudden, the flashing light and the red light come on. They fire a flare, and this was right over the old Air Force base that we had up here.
Mm-hmm. So what do you suspect this is?
I don't know. I think they're checking wind direction for a possible attack on the Seabrook plant, or, you know, I just think it's funny that they would do something like this near the Seabrook plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds interesting, man.
You know, that's usually the prevailing wind in the direction which they shot it from, which is usually a southwest wind sweeping across that way.
Brad, I thank you for the call. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. We're live right now, folks, over at theprisonplanet.tv. Get a membership. Watch the Obama Deception, Fabled Enemies today. And this. Back after this, Infowars.com.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bare their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them.
There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Looking for a love train, folks. Hey. See, if that was what globalism was all about, I'd be all about it. We'd be joining hands. It'd be a big disco party. That's not what globalism is about. It's about people, like, their hands turning yellow as they die and they cough things up and they realize that they've been poisoned by the eugenicists, by the globalists. That's what it's about. I want to play this clip. I'm coming up at the 8 after break. Do a little intro into it. Max Kaiser was on Paris TV, and it's a long clip. We're probably going to play the whole thing because everything he says is relative. He not only brings up the controlled coup d'etat through the financial institutions that just happened, but he relates it to 9/11 and the collapse of Building 7 and the Twin Towers. Basically, it's the controlled demolition coup d'etat, and that article is over at theinfowarrior.com. We do about, you know, we do one or two blogs a day over there. Try to hit up the important information, but Max Kaiser killed, and he killed so much that we're going to be having him on the Jones Show, I believe, on Monday. He'll be joining us, and then he'll be on my program, The Info Warrior, which is the nighttime program, 9 to 12 Central, on Wednesday. Very important stuff. All right, let's take a couple calls in this final segment of the third hour, and then we're going to go right into the fourth hour and Max Kaiser's clip. I mean, folks, he breaks it down so eloquently, and when I heard him say it was a controlled demolition coup d'etat, I just could not. He's like, this is all being controlled. I don't think you understand. They're gutting the dollar. I don't want to do a bad impersonation of him, but he's got that kind of a voice. All right, let's go to, I believe we are on Joshua in California. Josh, you're up.
Oh, hey, Jason, wow. I've been calling in for a while. I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing. It's interesting, my dad, Roger Friedman, was on the Brady Plan. He wrote the Brain Trust for it. He was, like, best friends with Peter Grace and one of the founders of the Bilderberg Group and ahead of the Knights of Malta. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, a really, well, interesting childhood. I'm not going to get into all that, but yeah, I mean, you were talking about the eugenics and stuff. It's just crazy. I read the medical apartheid book, and I'm here in Southern California, and I listen to your show every day because I have a home office, mm-hmm. and it's totally like you said. I mean, I'm up in the hills of California, right above Los Angeles, and I could see them come and do the spraying because I know where the military base is. It's off kind of like, I want to say to the west.
And you're talking about chemtrails, by the way. We're going to have Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.org on shortly. We've had her on a couple times in the program, but she really goes over the issue of chemtrails. I mean, they're all over the place. To say that chemtrails don't exist and that, you know, it's a figment of our imagination is utterly ludicrous and, quite frankly, disgusting that humanity allows it to happen, to have us be ostracized and demonized for pointing out something that is so relatively easy to be seen in the skies as the planes put them up.
Totally crazy. Like, it's so true. I mean, you can't even get information on it, I mean, except for stuff that, journalists, you know, hardcore journalists like yourself dig out. And I mean, the sky is, like, perfectly clear every day, and then it's just filled with Tic Tacs, and you see them. There's these weird satellites, right? Satellite dishes right on, like, the 5 and the 210 highways, and you'll see clouds in, like, totally strange geometrical shapes that are just unnatural. like right by where the satellite.
Well, you gotta wonder what they're doing. I mean, is that a part of HARP? I don't know. I know they're spraying something in the air, and you can see it. And it's got aluminum oxide and barium in it. More heavy metals. What is going on in this country? What is going on in this world? We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Right, folks. Well, we've been covering this story since it broke. I had my cop buddy on the line over break, and I talked to him, and he was confirming 4 deaths to me. And now CNN is reporting at least 12 dead. CBS is saying 13 are dead. I don't know if the gunman is still at large. No, the gunman is amongst the dead. It looks like law enforcement got to him, but that's 13 confirmed dead right now after this hostage taking. And first of all, it scares me because it is very close to home where I am. Second of all, it scares me for the implications of this and much more gun restriction. I mean, it's mainstream news now out of Colorado and elsewhere. We had a caller calling from Oregon yesterday that ammunition, because people are worried, because people see what's going on with the economic strife, they're not sure if they're going to have a house, if they're going to be dealt with fairly. Ammo's gone through the roof. It's up 200 to 300% in sales. We did cover all those stories of all the firearms they sold. It seems like the only small business owners in this country that are making any scratch at this point are the gun dealers and the ammo dealers. And I would really hate for more regulations, more restrictions to come on regular American citizens because of what some one person did. I mean, again, we don't have all the facts on this. I'm sure a lot of this will flesh out over the weekend, and you know, Alex will probably be covering it on the Sunday program. All right, let's continue to take your calls. We are on Paula in Illinois. Paula, you're on the line.
Hello. Hey, I listen to Alex just about every day, except for when he gets those right-wing Christians on. I can't handle it. But I have a little bit different perspective I was wanting to share with you.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that we've had a world order. Well, we've had a world currency since the end of World War II with Bretton Woods. It's just that it's been the dollar.
Well,
Took us off a gold standard in 1972, they immediately aligned with the Saudi Arabia to have gold, oil back the dollar. So the dollar has been the de facto world currency since 1945. What I think we're seeing now is the other countries rebelling. And the same with the corporations ruling the world. That's not new. That's happened since 1945 with IMF and the World Bank coming in and ruling the third world countries for the benefit of U.S. capital and also international capital. And what the New World Order that Bush was talking about was when the Soviet Union was no longer around, that the United States would then control the entire world, both militarily, economically. I think the New World Order has been around for a long time, is what I'm saying. It's not that they're trying to put it in. We've had it. We've had it. It's just that as Americans, we have
it. Yeah, but they're announcing it more. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's been in the works for over 100 years. You know, we highlighted, you know, Hitler's book, H.G. Wells' book, all these institutions that you just talked about. You know, you didn't talk about some of the other ones, like, you know, them trying to bring in the League of Nations and then the Council on Foreign Relations after that actually being brought in. And, of course, the United Nations. You mentioned the Bretton Woods Institute. See, all this is being harmonized now. And you said it was, you know, the other countries rebelling. I don't see it that way. I see that as a staged mechanism, like Sarkozy saying, oh, you know, we're not going to get anything done. I'm gonna leave this conference right now. And then he's smiling at the end. No, this is definitely, though, to shift gears away from the United States as being the dominant country. It's about globalism in that respect. I don't think it's anybody rebelling. I think it's the fact that the United States' time has come, and now we have to amalgamate it into the North American Union to further this globalization process. I think the New World Order is an idea. I think it's a process. I think that when you have world leaders like Gordon Brown at the G20 summit actually announcing it, however, it's becoming more in the public eye, and you may see it as an actual institution or government organization in the near future. But have we been living under it? You're damn right, we've been living under it for quite some time now. Paula, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Veronica, John, Adam, and others on the other side after we play a little Max Kaiser. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We're going to continue to go to your calls, Veronica, John, Adam, and Mark. But first, I want to play this Max Kaiser on Paris TV clip. Folks, he says it all here. He names the criminals, who they are, what should be done to them, and how they are controlling this implosion of the economy like a controlled demolition coup d'etat. Hit it, Jaron.
Well, joining me now on the phone is Max Kaiser, the journalist and broadcaster live from Paris in France. Max, Goldman and Morgan now subject to regulation. Isn't this what critics of their highly geared dealing have been demanding for years?
I'm not so sure, Ashton. I think this is a great way for them now to hide any close examination of their books. I think this is actually in the cards from the beginning because, as you know, Morgan and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have been involved in a tremendous amount of, let's call it euphemistically, money laundering over the years. And now by becoming a commercial bank, I believe that this is going to insulate themselves from any real close examination because they're going to be behind the firewall, behind Hank Paulson's firewall. You know, Hank Paulson has effectively hijacked the U.S. financial system. He's no different than the 9/11 hijackers as far as I'm concerned. He's a financial terrorist, and he's taken the U.S. banking system to the edge of the abyss, all for the benefit of the shareholders and his cronies at Goldman and J.P. Morgan, the U.S. taxpayer, the U.S. citizen, unfortunately, is going to get the short end of the stick.
But doesn't the new regulatory provision, because there will now be holding companies, mean that we can expect loads of SEC, U.S. Treasury officials all flying around the world to Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs' offices, checking all the records, interviewing the staff, checking on probity?
Yes, but at the same time, as this coup d'etat has taken place and given Hank Paulson dictatorial powers to determine what is fact, the information that should be disclosed or not disclosed, combine that with Bush's dictatorial powers to declare a state of emergency at the drop of a hat, I don't think we're going to see any of this information is going to see the light of the light of day. It's just like, you remember Building 7 on 9/11 is where they had all those Enron records and those Twin Towers collapsing. Was kind of a cover to keep those records from being examined. You know, these guys will stop at nothing to keep their dirty laundry a secret.
So all the auditing companies that now these banks will be have to be scrutinized by under federal law.
What auditing companies? The ones that have been discredited for the last 10 years and gone out of business, like Arthur Andersen, who's auditing Enron, for example, the auditing companies, the rating agencies, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve Bank. This is a criminal syndicate. This should be investigated under RICO. These guys are wholesale thieving of trillions of dollars. The rest of the world, unfortunately or fortunately, will wake up to the fact that they should probably get out of the U.S. dollar because that's the only tether between the rest of the world and this criminal syndicate on Wall Street headed up by Hank Paulson. So once they figure that out, the dollar goes into permanent decline, and the rest of the world will escape this nightmare of U.S. banking. Hank Paulson has become kind of like a Colonel Kurtz character. He's gone insane. Nobody can stop him. They need to send like a Martin Sheen guy up the river to find him and take him out because he's taking the entire U.S. economy into oblivion.
At the very least, will they at least have to pay more tax? Because after so many years, people have been saying that Goldman Partners, when it was a partnership, they paid very little tax.
Are they going to be extradited from some low-tax country with a non-extradition agreement? They're not going to stick around in the U.S. when the Americans are going to have their pitchforks ready to go in and take back their country. They're not going to stick around for that. That's for somebody else to do.
Will the poor of America now be able to open current accounts, grandmothers with, you know, $10 to spare at Goldman Sachs brunch?
Ashton, I don't think you're getting the full picture here. In order to bail out these crooks, the Treasury and the Federal Reserve will flood the economy with trillions of dollars, which will take the value of the dollar down to zero. Sure, you can open an account at Goldman Sachs with your $100 retirement fund. Unfortunately, that $100 won't buy you any of this, won't buy you toilet paper. Toilet paper is going to be, you know, this is more valuable than the U.S. dollar in a few weeks' time. $100 a sheet. This is $100. I can make dollars right here all I want. Here's $1,000. Here's $5,000. Here's $1,000,000. It's all going at complete zero. It's like the Weimar Republic. They'll say, have all the money you want. They want to
actually, how did they pick?
$500 billion it doesn't make any difference. It's all worthless.
How did they pick the $700 billion figure anyway? Because there were some estimates of $1.3 trillion, then it was a $500. Where are they getting these numbers from?
The $700 billion is an arbitrary sum, and it's not the extent to which they can launder this money. It just means that they can't go exceed that level at any given moment of their laundering scheme. Let me tell you how it works. In other words, they got the $700 billion slush fund. They can buy a mortgage for 50 cents on the dollar to help out their banking buddies, and then they can resell it for some other chump for 20 cents on the dollar, book a loss for the American public, take it off the $700 billion slush fund, and then repeat the process over and over again. And they can keep the circular motion of this money laundering scheme, multinational Ponzi scheme going, but now it's like it's a controlled demolition. It's not unlike 9/11, which was a controlled demolition. This is a controlled demolition of the U.S. banking system. Hank Paulson has become the arsonist and pyromaniac in chief. His job is to floor by floor take the U.S. banking system down, take the U.S. dollar down to its absolute zero, and do so without upsetting his Chinese masters, his Middle Eastern masters. And he's a tyrant. Under the Constitution, Hank Paulson qualifies as a tyrant and should be taken up on charges. Under the Constitution, it's a constitutional obligation of every American to get Hank Paulson into a court of law as a tyrant.
Well, you were talking about a question of timing. By the way, Building 7 is a bit more controversial. That we'll have to save that for another time. But as to the timing, as long as the Chinese don't withdraw their dollars, does that mean that they could just stave off a real systemic economic collapse in the United States till after the election?
I think that the word from China was that they were going to start dumping U.S. dollars. This is what triggered.
All right, let's pull the clip, guys. Let's pull the clip. Yeah, I mean, he said it all there. It's a controlled demolition coup d'etat of the economy. He talks about them blowing out the economy like they blew out the floors of the World Trade Center. I mean, even the guy over there knew about Building 7. He's like, that's a bit more controversial. Well, not really. When you look at the facts, it all intertwines. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. I believe we are on Veronica in Canada. Veronica, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I work at a health food store, mm-hmm. and I'm always trying to inform everybody about silver, because mm-hmm. silver, that can kill a lot of things. It can kill the avian flu. Mm-hmm.
The colloidal silver is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's right. And ionic as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got this letter at the store last night. It's a short letter. It says, please be informed. I don't know if it's just from the supplier or mm-hmm. not, but this is from our supplier, but I don't know if they're the only supplier that got this letter or not. Please be informed that effective immediately, excuse me, you are to withhold your entire inventory of silver solution products from Mission Falls Ionic Silver Solution from retail sale. This is a directive that has been issued to us straight from Health Canada. I'm sorry, my voice went all of a sudden.
You know, I've been hearing this. I actually got a couple of calls before you on my other show, and I thank you for the call, Veronica, that they seem to be regulating colloidal silver. And a lot of people have said, you know, this kills a lot of things like bird flu, Morgellons, and other types of diseases. So is this them trying to restrict our access to something that will keep us healthy? More than likely, if you have anything more, if you know that this has been restricted by law or basically your company has been given a cease and desist, let us know, and please email us the information over at prisonplanet.com or Aaron and Rob D at infowars.com. I thank you for the call. All right, and that could fit right into population control, a pandemic, you name it. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to John in California. John, you're on the air.
Hey, it's all Burmese all the time, man. This is great. How you doing?
Good, man.
So I wanted to just say thanks for everything. I've been pretty much using all your resources, all the Prison Planet TV stuff. I've been going through Tarpley's books. Now I'm reading Russ Baker's Bush book. Man, what an amazing, amazing, amazing compilation that is. But I wanted to call and talk to you about the occult, you know, because I heard somebody call the other day and you were like, it's only white magic, black magic, this and that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, a lot of people that do use magical type practices are, funnily enough, being validated by quantum science. because the behavioral type stuff that happens in, say, like a magic spell or a meditation or whatever you want to call it, actually happens on the atomic level, and they're finding these things, like these non-local principles, in quantum physics, you know? So it's interesting that, like, these mystery religions are being sort of validated.
Well, let's just say this. I mean, let's put it in this perspective. Alchemy used to be, you know, not only, you know, this occult ritual type stuff, but it was science. You know what I mean? These things were intertwined back in the day.
It was meta-science, you know? And they would even say, like, there was people that thought that it was a code, you know, that alchemy, the search for the Rose Cross, for instance, was a code for a man having sex with woman, becoming God, creating life. You know, so I mean, also, like, I'm not giving validity or not. I'm just saying we do have freedom of religion under the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not trying to control anyone's religious beliefs. I just put it out there that, look, I'm not pro-occult either side, and I think a lot of people that do, like, these white magic practices are kind of fooling themselves into believing, like, they're part of a different spectrum of the people that do the black magic stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's possible, but I mean, I was raised Catholic, like Roman Catholic, and I didn't dig on it at all. So, and then I started to do some of this, like, ritual magic type stuff. And I'm not super into it, but I've gone to some different masses and met a bunch of cool people, and I've really had some spiritual experiences that have, like, brought me, cool things. So what I'm saying is, like, you know, the word occult itself is kind of like, there's no value judgment to have on it. Just like globalism. You know, because I think that globalism, and I, not like the zeitgeist thing, or not, certainly not killing 90% of us, but, you know, have you ever read, Buckminster Fuller?
No, I haven't.
Man, this guy's book's called Synergetics and Synergetics 2. He basically, I mean, he invented the, geodesic dome and all these different metals that are banned for use because they would be, too strong, you know?
Interesting. John, I thank you for the call. I'll definitely, check it out. You know, I'm not necessarily against anybody because of their religious beliefs. I just feel like you look at the guys at the top, they're into the occult. Why is that? Maybe there is something to it, folks. Who knows? It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today
at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to continue to take your calls. I'm Jason Burma sitting in for Alex. I'll be doing my own little live show tonight, taking your calls from 9 to midnight. Let's go to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're up. Are we on Adam? We're on Adam, right?
Yes,
sir.
Adam. Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi. How are you today, Jason?
Good.
That's good to hear. The theme of it today, or some of it I've noticed from the callers, is on how to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been finding a lot of trouble myself. I've only been awake 6 months, about a year. Mm-hmm. And I find it really difficult to convince people of what's going on, mostly because whenever you say anything, you look like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We've all been programmed to think that conspiracy theorists are nuts and they believe in aliens and all that kind of stuff and draw those kind of connections. And I just I wanted to talk about ways to wake up people that are close to you or people that you know slowly.
Sure. How do I do it?
Yeah, how do you do it?
All right, well, I mean, first of all, technology is a double-edged sword just like anything, just like the guy called in the occult, I guess. You know, it can be used to do good or harm. So I use it to do good. In other words, you know, I have stuff on my phone that I can break out at a moment's notice if I get into a conversation with somebody about something. I usually also feel someone out, see where their perspective is and where they're coming from, you know, get their opinion first, and then try to find a common viewpoint to ease them into it. I also find that it doesn't hurt to have a actual internet-ready computer by your side while you're talking to these people. It's always good to be able to talk about this stuff off the cuff, you know, at dinner or somewhere else. But not only that, you have to be able to find the sources that easy. If that takes, you know, doing a little research and just having some bookmarks quick on your home PC, have those ready. You know what I mean? I would also, you know, definitely try to show that this supersedes left and right and show some of the scarier stuff. I think that the implantable microchip is, you know, the Vera chip and, you know, the Real ID Act, RFIDs are one of the scariest things out there. And they're very, very easy to prove to people. I mean, I can pull up a chip for sale right now on eBay that I can order, have within a week, and if I want, inject myself with. I mean, that's a privatized one. But then there are these other programs. You know, I like to pull up the clip from 2004 when Peter Jennings is admitting that 144 Mexican workers in the National Security Agency over there took chips for secure places at the workforce, you know, to gain access. So I try to find common points that are going to scare everybody or get everybody to at least take a look at that information. And another thing that I often tell people, friends and family, you know, have the card game at your house. You know, have drinking night before you guys go out to the bar on Friday at your house and put something like the Obama Deception or Fabled Enemies on in the background. And, you know, while you're sitting there, you know, playing cards or kings or whatever you're doing, maybe some poker,
have that on. So maybe you catch somebody's ear and they go, wait, what did he just say? Wait, what is this? What am I watching? Get them interested that way. You know, you just have to draw them into one point of interest and this whole world expands. I'm sure as you're aware, I mean, who woke you up? You've only been awake 6 months to a year. What was it that started you on your journey?
Me personally, yeah. I'd always been into hip hop, and something prevalent throughout hip hop culture was the idea that drugs were brought in by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was nonsense. And I even heard of Alex Jones like 10 years ago at a girlfriend's father who was crazy guy. I thought he was crazy.
Sure.
He showed me a radio program by him and stuff like that. I always thought he was nuts. First time I ever heard your the Loose Change, I thought you were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what really changed was I was just scanning through some news documents, and it was something about absolutely proven that in the 1980s, the CIA flew cocaine into L.A.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what they were doing is they were taking cocaine and marijuana from South America, and then they were trading arms, but they weren't even harmed. See, they would use plausible deniability and proxy nations. In other words, they would have Israel round up all the weapons from the Czech Republic and other parts of, you know, Romania, all these places in Europe, and then they would take the weapons and they would give them to the Contras, again, giving us plausible deniability, but it was all run by our intelligence organizations. This came out in hearings. People got convicted of it. To say that it's a conspiracy theory is absolutely ludicrous. We had multiple pilots go public and say that they not only flew them into the United States, but they flew the drugs into U.S. air bases where they were protected and paid. Go ahead.
And that's exactly what woke me up was I sat there and I went, well, there's this something that I didn't believe in for so long that I thought was just silly, you know, mumbo-jumbo. And then you find out that it's absolutely true, 100%. And then you go, what other crazy things have I heard about or nonsensical things that I passed off as,
well, it shows
silly.
You that all this information is important and that we can't drop these types of issues because they use them again and again. If it's the drug war that woke you up and brought you into all this, try to find something like that for other people. Remember, play on their beliefs at first and then bring them across. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances
is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to take your calls in a moment, but I just want to thank one final sponsor today, SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the NWO. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their prices for heirloom seeds at www.survivalistseeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for just $108.95. There's a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. It's survivalistseeds.com. All right, let's jump to our next caller. We are on Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, bro.
How you doing?
You know, my impression is that I call it the reign of the beast. And my gut impression is I'm not even remotely worried about people like you. I'm concerned about the people who think themselves Christian because they fall lockstep with everything they've been programmed into. Somebody, you're a Berean. You trust what you can verify and substantiate. And when somebody questions your questioning, you go, why is it you have a problem with me asking a question about this thing that you maintain is so important? Why is it you insist that I take what you have to say at face value?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I want to clarify is that from my point of view, and of course people are free to disagree, mm-hmm. is that we're looking at the reign of the beast. And the beast is not going to come to power because he's so open and honest about what he's really about.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come to power because he's slick and smooth and charming. And like I tried to explain to my dear demented parents, the more smooth and eloquent a politician's rhetoric is, that means you have to crank up the gain on the bull spit detector. It means you have to be all the more careful about what are they saying, because politicians are relying on us taking their stated goals at face value. Oh, by the way, my site is doyoulovejesus.org, and I'll be the first to admit I'm trying to get it rebuilt because it's a mess right now. And you understand that the word agnostic and the word ignorance are of the same root, that you're not as concerned about. You want to be able to test things and verify things. It's not that you have a problem with the Christian religion. You have a problem with the apostate institution. Right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I have a problem with people telling me I'm a less of a human being if I believe this or I believe one way. And I just feel like we're never going to be able to defeat these guys and try to bring back the Constitution and Bill of Rights if we're bickering over things as petty as religion or race or, you know, creed. All that stuff is out the window. It really is an us against them mentality where it's the general populace, who they feel are the serfs, the slave class, against the elites. And I could care less what somebody believes religiously. And, you know, I respect their beliefs, but at the same time, I don't feel like I should have to adhere to them.
Amen. So, you're going to be on tonight?
I am going to be on tonight, my man.
Well, tell you what, I imagine you probably have other callers. Again, doyoulovejesus.org, that's letter U. And I'm trying to get it to where it's not the embarrassment that it is now. And I gather we can continue this discussion later, because I believe the Apostle Paul, name sound familiar, had more memories of the Bereans when he wrote, test everything, including, you know, because the thing is, I look at how people have accepted things at face value as though truth were a democracy, and I'm like, no, it's not. And God's not going to ask my advice on Judgment Day about your soul any more than he's going to ask your advice about mine, so why are we hung up about my opinion as to where any particular person or set of persons is going? Why don't we just try to live out a genuine message? You see, the thing is, tough love is essentially we must be accountable to each other, knowing that ultimately we're going to be accountable to the Creator himself. by whatever name you believe that creator to be called. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me, Mark. I hope you call in later tonight. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Glosser in Indiana. Glosser, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wonder why we seem to be so powerless as a society to call these people out on the carpet and do something with them as far as bringing criminal charges against them when we know who the players are. We know who these people are that are perpetrating these crimes against this republic. And also, I'd like to say that it's just unbelievable how much time is wasted trying to wake people up. I think we need to organize and quit wasting so much time on these people that you deem needing to be woken up or whatever.
But if you look at it this way, like, all right, let's look at people that are just angry right now. They know something's wrong, right? But they don't know exactly what.
Something needs to be done, though. We need to just quit talking. We need to organize.
Well, I agree, but look,
bring the battle to them because.
Well, let me give you an example, man. Like we have organized before. In fact, a lot of the grassroots organizations out there are the originators of this Tea Party idea. Now, we don't have a mainstream television network. We have a message. You know, we have radio shows like this one, shortwave, internet stuff, websites. We don't have an O'Reilly Factor. We don't have a Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck goes and sees that a lot of people are nervous, a lot of people are unrest, a lot of people want to trust the establishment no matter how corrupt they are. And he uses that to organize those people. And it's controlled opposition, and they get those in the masses. So I still think it's very important that we wake people up. And if you're talking about organizing, you know, let's infiltrate these organizations. I'm encouraging people to go down to San Antonio on April 15th to this Tea Party, bring copies of the Civilian Inmate Labor Program document with you. I'm going to be bringing the copies out. I'm going to be handing them out to people. And let's try to get these people into our organizations. You know, because we all talk about we need to organize, we need to do this. We do know who some of the players are. And we have tried to organize things. I mean, you know, we put Ron Paul out into the public eye and really gave him a push so that he was one of the last real candidates in the primaries. You know, I think it's all about getting a unified message and bringing more people into the fold. Go ahead.
Even get voted for, and that's what's going on, basically. I'm going to start my own revolt. This year, I'm not going to file a federal tax return. I'm not going to fund my own destruction from now on. And if all the American people got pissed off and said, I ain't funding this crap no more, I'm not going to fund the destruction of my own country and fund these criminal people and not file a federal tax return, they can't put us all in jail. And if they try, who cares? Bring it on.
I'm with you there, Glosser. I thank you for the call. All right, we got a bunch of callers from Indiana. Let's go to George in Indiana. George, you are on the line.
Hey, Jason, I know you've seen probably all the videos, but my chin hit the floor when I seen this latest one on YouTube about Bush in the school right before they started to read the pet goat.
Yeah, well, let me stop you right there first. Before that, his brother Jeb Bush had declared martial law and a state of emergency in Florida 2 days before 9/11, okay? There was a weird instance where someone wanted to photograph Bush in the very beginning. People have said, you know, was this an attack on him? Were they trying to assassinate him? No one knows what this is. But, for instance, we have pictures of him in the classroom, not only in the classroom, but in the school, and supposedly someone's pointing to the first plane hitting the building. Bush went public twice and said that he saw the first plane hit live on television. Now, we know that's totally and completely impossible unless he was watching it on a closed-circuit television, because that didn't air until about, I think, 9 Eastern time that evening, the first plane hitting. Now, what we can establish is that he knew about the first attack, the first plane strike, before he went into that classroom, okay? So then, once he's admitted to that several times. So once he's in the classroom and Andy Card comes in and he tells him something, people have speculated, oh, it's the second tower, or oh, we're under attack. He sits there for another 15-plus minutes before he leaves with his security force. Now, that tells me two things. Number one, it tells me that this is not a surprise, otherwise he would have left immediately. And number two, it tells me that the Secret Service must have known he was safe there. Okay? If this was a real attack, if this is a real terrorist event, you've got hijacked airliners, you've got threats to the president, you'd get him out of there. It was highly publicized where he was in Florida. But they put all these things into play, like the martial law and, you know, the school photo op in Jeb Bush's state on purpose. Go ahead.
Now, this adds the icing to the cake. because it was done in an occult-like fashion. This latest video on YouTube is the kids saying words that the teacher is pointing onto the board, and they always had the sound off on this, but what it's saying is kite, hit, steal, plane, must. That's occultish for kite, plane, must, hit, steal. Mm-hmm. In other words, the planes were remote controlled like a kite. And if you watch this video, you can see Bush almost turn into the devil. I mean, you wouldn't believe the facial expression.
I've seen the video. I've seen the video. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's very unnerving. You know,
man.
He's reading My Pet Goat. Is that a symbolism for Baphomet? Very possibly. You know they're into the occult. I try to stick to what I can prove. Is it interesting? Yeah, it is interesting. I thank you for the call, my man. All right, let's go to Brandon in Indiana. It's the trifecta of Indiana calls. Brandon, you're on the line.
Well, you know, I thought I'd mention something about all this occult talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, it's just an operating system. You can't demonize the system. It's ultimately the people and what their goals are, and most of them most of the people we're referring to, their goals are basically to destroy human will and humanity itself. I would like to draw everybody's attention to, I mean, I believe mostly how they're doing what they're doing is through contracting. Everyone's got free will. They offer these benefits. They offer these contracts. And I'll just tell you, Indiana, Mitch Daniels, has been privatizing all of our benefits. But people are basically signing their rights away to the government, and they see that as their ability to do what they will with you. If you're going to give your rights to them, then
they're going to take
them. Do what they want to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is that kind of a mentality where they want our permission and they want us to allow them to come in and do this sort of thing. And, you know, they only like to go by force, you know, conquest, when they ultimately have no other choice. Otherwise, it's consent. You know, those are two main modes of operating is, you know, consent and conquest. And when they can't get consent, you know, they consent to conquest, in other words, to go into something like Iraq and Afghanistan, they'll pull off an attack here, and then they will get consent.
Right.
So,
we do have one weapon, though. It is in the commercial code, the Uniform Commercial Code, an explicit reservation of rights.
Mm-hmm.
You sign your name, and you write without prejudice above your name and underline it. It's in the commercial code. It's how they operate. The court system uses it. But the thing is, you need to know what you're doing.
You're talking about common law, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can set all these declarations out there. There's a film out there called Hijacking Humanity that has a large section on common law. I encourage people to check that out. Thank you for the call, my man. All right, we got a few more callers on the line. Let's go to Jordan in Texas. Jordan, you're up.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I need to get your thoughts on something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, actually, June, I'm going to a wedding with my family in Cozumel. Do you think that it's something? Do you think I'm going to lose my head, or
where are you? Where are you going to this wedding?
In Cozumel, Mexico, and I got my brother said he would go if you guys okayed it.
Listen, you can't live your life in fear. There are plenty of people that go out into danger zones and return. Is Mexico a dangerous place? In some places, yeah. You know, is the Middle East a dangerous place? In some places, yeah. But you can't live your life in fear. I mean, there are people that go on vacations, they get bit by a spider, they get malaria, they die. Is that how you want to live your life in total and complete fear? Listen, man, go have a good time. And, you know, just be aware. You know, I hope you don't come back dead, because then I sound like a total douche. But I'm just saying, you can't live your life in fear. You know, I wouldn't be going into a war zone where, you know, there's guns firing all over the place. But you should be able to go to Mexico.
You heard that. Pack up your family. We're going to Mexico.
All right, man. You got it. All right, let's go to Jason in Missouri. Jason, you're up.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
It's an honor to talk to you. I've seen Loose Change, and I've used it to wake up a couple of good friends of mine. And, you know, it's great to see other people get the same feeling out of it that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I was calling because lately I've been noticing a trend, even with the people that I've woke up, is that people are just repeating what you say or what Alex says.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily have a problem with that. My problem comes from people not actually going and looking for themselves.
I have a big problem with that. I think that you need to verify everything I say. I'm not going to get everything 100% right, neither is Alex Jones. And that's why, basically what I do before I come into every show is I just go scan the regular news wires. I go to Reuters, I go to MSNBC, I go to Fox, I go to The Telegraph, and I go to The Guardian. Those are my big five sites. Now, other than that, I also check my MySpace and my Facebook. So a lot of the information I present here really isn't even my own. It is coming out of the mainstream media, but it's really coming out of all the little info warriors all across the country that are sending me this stuff, you know. Well, for instance, Section 1710 of the Give Act, I wouldn't have known about that unless one of my callers came in and said, listen, you need to listen to what 1710 is. He read it to me. I then went and verified it myself and checked it out. Other people should be doing the same. You know, it's not enough just to listen to the podcast or listen to the radio show. Please look at these articles. Please look at these videos. Verify what I'm saying is true. And if I'm incorrect, let me know. If you have another take on it, we encourage you to call in. Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's kind of how I feel about it, too. I mean, if one person comes up to somebody who's not awake and just completely recites word for word what was said on the radio show, great, you've said what you've heard, but you have nothing to back that claim up at all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have you may not have a date. You may not have anything that's actually tangible to prove to somebody. And then, I mean, if you actually have studied something and you are educated on it, you have no problem defending your point of view. And people kind of respond better to someone who's confident with what they're saying. And a lot of people are like, well, why can't I wake this person up? Well, it's because you're not completely awake yet yourself, in my eyes.
Well, it took me a long time to get to the point where I was comfortable doing this on a massive level. It took me a short period of time. I got a pretty good memory to try to take some of these facts to my friends and my family. But like you said, it's very difficult when you're just sitting there talking to somebody and you don't have the article right in front of you to back up. It's gotten a lot easier with the advent of cell phone technology, wireless internet everywhere, laptops, and that sort of thing. However, you're correct. I mean, if you're sitting there babbling and coming off sounding crazy and you're not confident and you're not making eye contact, obviously you're not going to encourage somebody to take a look at the information you're presenting. You know, you have to be cool, calm, collected, and focused on what you're trying to tell somebody.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, man. And like I said, I've used your movies and Alex's movies to wake up people, and I'm going to keep doing that till, you know, it's outlawed, and I'll probably keep
and
doing it.
And it will
then.
Be outlawed, but keep rocking it, Jason. I appreciate the call. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to finish up with a few more callers. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, we're going to do the rebroadcast all day except for when my show comes on, starting in about 10 minutes. If you missed anything from the first segment, we went over Gordon Brown and his New World Order speech at the G20 summit. We went over Anderson Cooper saying, wow, they declared a New World Order. A few people in the United States are pretty concerned about that. No kidding, we're concerned about it, because a New World Order means less for us and more for them. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, final segment. And joining us now, Alex Jones. Alex, what's up?
Hey, buddy. I've been taking care of business all day, and I've been taking my children fishing. And I was listening to the show, and that was, you know, that last caller was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't completely agree with him. Or by that, I mean, I don't think we should spend all our time being too worried about how we present things, or obsessing or trying to convince those. Hey, if people want to have all their 401k stolen and want to live in a world government and want to have their confiscated, I mean, we've been doing people a favor. You know, we're doing something for humanity, warning all these stupid, self-serving, themselves, arrogant, foolish people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel sorry for that guy who's trying to wake folks up and they give him problems. But, you know, I give people documentation, evidence, hardcore facts, and they still deny it. And so I say to that guy or to others, just move on. Move on. There's always people that want to be suckers. There's always people that want to be slaves. I don't think people are running around regurgitating what they heard on InfoWars.com or on the radio show. All we do is cover legislation and documents and have guests on, and literally 98% of what we cover on the radio is posted on the websites. And so, no, we have the higher standard of journalism. We have the higher standard of documentation. We've done a fabulous job. It's the mainstream whore media that's now trying to play catch-up. And so I think the most important thing relaying information to people is to be confident and to say, listen, we have a world government coming down on us, and we've been right all along, and we need to point that out to people. Look, who even needs to wake up one of these arrogant nobodies who is on a power trip thinking that, you know, they run the planet and the establishment doesn't have anything over on them? I mean, who wants to wake up somebody that doesn't instinctively know that government's too big and that tyranny's out of control and that freedom's under attack at every level of society and that we're in serious trouble? Listen, 5% won the Revolutionary War against Britain. We got way more than 5% right now. And so the main thing is just to go out and wake up those that want to be woken up, but also say no, no, no to this system and call for the arrest of these bankers. Jason, I appreciate you filling in today. You'll be back live tonight, 9 to midnight, on the Genesis Network and simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on the abbreviated Sunday show. And Monday I'm doing a big two-hour presentation in the four-hour show ahead of Glenn Beck and Popular Mechanics debunking the FEMA camps. And I told folks a month ago he was going to debunk them. They're like, no, he says they're real. He's going to expose them. You'll see, Jones. No, I wish Glenn Beck was for real. I wish he was joining the team. But the guy called for Ron Paul supporters to be arrested a year ago. He's total New World Order, so that big expose is coming up. Burmese, great job. I really appreciate you filling in.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones. Yeah, I mean, he also associated us with Tim McVeigh types that we're going to pull off the next terror attack in the United States, completely trying to demonize us. I mean, Glenn Beck is a shill among shills, folks. If you buy into that guy, I feel bad for you, and I might have a bridge to sell you as well. All right, let's go to one final caller. He's out of the Ukraine. I got to take him. Let's go to Eric in the Ukraine. Eric, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Eric from Kiev, Ukraine. I just want to speak about freedom a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What I found, I moved to Germany, Bavaria, in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
I was luckily one of the 10% of Americans that has a passport. I got out.
Yep.
And it changed my life. And really, there's, you know what's so great about Europe? There's so much freedom. Because mm-hmm. you can just travel wherever and get so much culture and life.
But, Eric, I wish I could have kept you over. We're at the end of the show. Let you get that little blurb in. It's the Alex Jones Show. The rebroadcast begins in about 40 seconds, folks. If you missed anything about the G20, about Anderson Cooper talking about a new world order, about Max Kaiser and the controlled demolition coup d'etat, it's on the way. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.